Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Yeah, we back in the building, we back in business, baby. What the deal is, it's your homie. Wake up, world, we here. We cocked and loaded, nigga. Alright, K100, we here. Episode motherfucking 14, third week strong. I'm like super running behind, once again. The other host of the show that be here on a daily basis, P-Rage Affiliated, is on Color People Time. Let me go ahead and get that shit out the way, nigga. I hope you're listening on the phone. God damn it. Damn black people in your goddamn color time. Fuck is wrong with you? What can I do, man? That's my nigga. He'll be here when he get here, god damn it. Look, K100, man. Internet radio, man. Appreciate you, tuning in to me tonight. This is episode 14. You know what I'm saying? Week 3. We going strong. Thanks for all the support. Thanks for everybody who's called in, man, thus far. Okay? Y'all have made the show hot. Real talk, man. I got over 600 plays. Over, I think, almost 300 downloads. I got really high numbers on the phone stats for my show time, for my air time. So, once again, man, for everybody that's been calling in from day one. I got all the love in the world for y'all, man. Y'all been making this thing pop, man, and we ain't even been on here a month yet. Wait till I start doing flyers and email blasts and all kind of shit like that. I ain't been doing nothing but goddamn hollering at my folk and goddamn, you know, putting the word out on Facebook. That's it. And we already strong. You feel me? We just beginning. All right? You rolling with the illest, most raw, uncut radio show that you can imagine, that you can put your ears on. Name of the show is K100. That is short for Keep It 100, and that's all we want you to do when you call up here to the show. You dig? We don't have a whole bunch of rules and what you can do and what you... Fuck that. We don't need all that. We only got one rule. Pay attention, people. Pay attention. One rule on the show. All we want you to do is keep it 100. It's the name of the show. How could you possibly forget what that is? Keep It 100. When you call up here to the show, don't be on no fake and flaw shit. It's a nice subject. You know a lot of motherfuckers going to be on that fake and flaw shit tonight. Oh, man. Oh, man. I can't wait for the lines to start filling up. All right? You dig? I'm your motherfucking host, Blizzum. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all know me as the artist, Blizzum. CEO of Chainless Entertainment. K100 is a subsidiary of my company. This is just another extension of the family. Another extension of the power moves that we're making. You understand what I'm saying? It's all falls upon the Chainless Entertainment. You feel me? And look, man, we've been on our grind for like 12 years now, man. We got albums in the street. We got producers that's on the team that's got tracks with everybody. We got collaborations with all kind of artists. You know what I'm saying? We got two albums coming out this year. My own solo album that I haven't dropped. I haven't dropped the album in like almost 4 years. My first solo album in 4 years. I've been dropping projects, but they've been group and compilations and mixtapes and singles and stuff. But my first full solo album this summer, my Big Swole album coming this summer. You feel me? So we doing big things over here, man. We are independent-minded. We want to own our own shit. We ain't begging nobody for nothing, all right? So we about our grind, man. We got the label. Now we got the radio show. You feel me? Got the multimedia company. You understand what I'm saying? Got the studio. We ready for war, nigga. We cocked and loaded. All right? We not playing over here. This shit is not a game. Haters! Haters! This shit ain't a game, haters. All right? You dig? Real talk. Okay? So look, man. Like I said, name of the show is K100. Only one rule. Keep it motherfucking 100. If you call up here with that fake ass shit, you will get murdered on the air with the 40 cal. You understand what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Yesterday we had Mashup Motherfucker Monday. That's when you call in and just go the fuck off about anything that's been getting on your motherfucking nerves. Anybody that's been goddamn just fucking anything that's goddamn, anybody you want to just snap on, that's Mondays. You know what I'm saying? Make a Mashup Motherfucker Mondays. So, you know, if you call the people, we let you mash a motherfucker like this. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Give them the goddamn three-piece combo with the biscuit. You dig? All right? That was yesterday. That was Mashup Motherfucker Monday. Okay? That's it. We got it going on. Monday through Thursdays, 8 p.m. Start your goddamn evening off right here. When you take that first drink of the evening, you might as well be listening to us in the background because we're going to talk some shit. We're going to keep it motherfucking talk for you. All right? You dig? The number to call is 347-934-0966. Once again, 347-934-0966. All right? That's the number that you call to call in and holler at us if you want to talk to us on the air or if you want to offer your opinion about anything that we're talking about or if you just want to shout us out. Hey, look, you ain't got to really even comment on what we're talking about, man. You know, call up here and shout us out, man, because, you know, we putting this thing out as a CD that we're going to have out in the streets. You feel what I'm saying? So we're going to have this thing out there so people can ride around and listen to it in their cars and their CD players. You feel me? Since we're not on FM radio, I know they be wanting to ride around and listen to some trill-ass shit. So, you know, I'm kind of showing my hand with that. That was going to be a little power move, but I felt the need to go ahead and let the people know what we're going to do. You feel me? We're going to be editing all these episodes, putting the best topics and the funniest comments and the best interchanges between host and caller on a CD. You feel me? And we're going to be putting on there with some hot music. We're going to mix it in, so it's going to be a mixed CD slash talk radio show CD, probably the first of its kind. How you doing, haters? Go ahead and bite. It still won't be as good. Haters! Go ahead and bite, haters. Go ahead. It don't matter. It's still not going to be good because you're still not goddamn raw as us, but you can try. You can try. You did. But that's what we're going to be doing, man. So look, even if you don't really want to talk about what we talking about, or you may be embarrassed or whatever. Like I said, if you're embarrassed, you might not want to be listening to this goddamn show. But if you're embarrassed and you don't want to say nothing, you want to just sit back and listen, at least hit us up at 347-934-0966 and just shout us out. Be like, yo, I'm such and such. I'm fucking with K100 way over here in Detroit or way over here in Cali or way over here in England, wherever you're hearing us, because we www. Baby, this shit is getting broadcast across the globe right now as we speak. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? So y'all holler at us, man, and just call up here and just give us a shout-out. You feel me? Because we're going to compile all this shit, and we're going to make that shit hot, man. We're going to put this shit available for people to ride around in their whips since we are internet radio and not FM radio, but we want people to take us on the road, too. All right? So that's going to be coming up in the future. You know what I'm saying? The first CD is going to be compiled of everything of the first month, episode weeks 1, 2, 3, and 4, and we're going to break them down like that by the month. So every month, we're going to release the tape. All right? So for all the episodes that air for the month, we're going to be compiling all the funny shit, all the outlandish shit, and we're going to be putting out here in the streets. Because we know a lot of these goddamn black folks out here, they ain't got no damn internet and shit. But we want to put them up on game. You feel me? We want to get them some real information and let them hit some real talk. All right? So without further ado, we're going into... Oh, wait. Hold on. I almost had to kill myself. Hold up. This is also a platform for unsigned independent artists or artists with their own indie label, all right? Everybody who knows anybody that's trying to rap, trying to sing, trying to do beats, trying to get on in the game, holler at us, okay? Holler at us. We will spin your music. If you got some good music, it ain't no politics over here, homie. You ain't got to know nobody up here. All you got to do is have a good song, all right, with some good good recording quality, and we're going to spin you, all right? So just hit us up in the email. The email for the show is K100radio@gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100, radio, all one word, K100radio@gmail.com. All right? Y'all holler at us, you feel me? And when you holler at us, just send us your MP3 of whichever song that it is you want us to check out and put on the air for you. You feel me? When you send us that, also make sure you send us a link to where we can find your online presence because we internet-based, so we need to have a way to let the people online see your movement. So that's a YouTube, a MySpace, a Ning, a Reverb Nation, a Facebook page, anything like that, or your own website if you're balling, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, all right? Just send us your link, send us your music, we got you. We're going to do a little interview with you. We're going to let you tell the people, you know what I'm saying, what you got going on, and we're going to express that love, and we're going to goddamn hope you reciprocate that, all right? So, that's the rundown. I'm getting better. Woo! That time I did it in like 6 minutes. I'm trying to do that whole rundown in like 5 minutes, y'all. It's kind of tough, all right? Once again, I'm your motherfucking host, Blizzum. My co-host P-Red is on Color People time. I guess he'll be here in a fucking minute. I don't know. Once again for him. No! Fucking black people. All right. Anyway, tonight's subject. All right. And I'm assuming most of y'all gonna feel like me. Well, at least most of the people listening to this show is going. You should technically be agreeing with me, because if you really keep shit 100, if you really a true motherfucker, I'm pretty sure you kind of. We kind of see eye to eye. Some of my goddamn listeners and callers and shit, man, you know, we don't ever really see eye to eye with shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know, maybe they just kind of cut from a different creed, or maybe, you know, they ain't been through what I've been through. But I'm hoping and I'm anticipating, as the host of the show, I'm going on record right now. And I'm going to say at least 90% of my listeners should totally agree with what I'm about to say and what we're going to talk about tonight. Now, with that being said, okay, tonight's topic is Pot, Pussy, and Profit. I just like the name of that. That's what I named today's show. The name of episode 14 is Pot, Pussy, and Profit. And this is basically what we're going to touch on tonight. Okay? We got two things wrapped up in one. Pot, Pussy, and Profit. Okay? All right? I feel, this is my opinion, and this is what I want you guys to chime in on when you call in to the show. All right? I feel like weed and prostitution shouldn't be illegal. Neither one of those. I could do a whole show about those individually separate, but just to keep it interesting, I'm going to go ahead and merge both of them motherfuckers together. You see what I'm saying? I believe that weed and pussy... I believe both of those should be legal. Now, as it stands right now, neither one of those motherfuckers is legal. You feel what I'm saying? And for the life of me, I can't understand why the fuck not. You understand? Because it really ain't brain surgery, man. You feel me? I'm gonna tell you right now, before we even go any further, for all y'all motherfucking callers that's gonna call up to this motherfucking shit and be like, oh, it's illegal because it is, because of that. Fuck you. Shut the fuck up. I'm going to tell you why this shit is illegal, first of all, before we get into anything else, all right?
Tell them, man.
This nigga here. I already killed you, man. You came back to life. I killed you for being on Color People time with me today. I already did. I had to give you a three-piece, man, for being on CP time.
Hey, like I say all the time, you can do certain shit when you own your own shit.
That's right. I can kill people and they really don't die, but I did feed you one of these. Yeah!
It's okay.
For being on Color People time.
Hey, you know what? It's okay because we don't do it too.
I ain't never been late for the show.
No, you're late.
Right?
I'd be late. Hey, but I'm
late. Everybody gonna know.
Yeah,
damn it,
right.
Man.
Listen. That's why two of us. Because you can't be late. And then I'm making store runs and scrum runs and shit for your motherfucking ass. So, you know, hey.
Listen, man. Listen.
You gotta keep the whole satisfied.
Okay. P-Raid is in the house. So, look. Let's get into the subject. So I already did the rundown. You missed all that. You feel me? Hold up. Hold on. This nigga done brought somebody with him. Bought him a little slimmy. Who is that?
Come here.
Hold on a second. We might pull a Howard Stern on the show.
What's her name?
Oh, I already know who this is. What's your name?
Be Nice.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen. One of our listeners that has said some highly controversial statements on the show, she is in the building. She is in the studio with us tonight. Be Nice. What's happening, baby?
Nothing. What's going on?
We good. We chilling. We doing the show. So she over here in the studio with us tonight. We should have some fun. Now we can get a female opinion right here on deck when we start talking about pussy. Because once again, the name of tonight's show is Pot, Pussy, and Profit. Okay. Let's get into it. Hey. 347-934-0966. Everybody that got their hand raised right now, I see you and I'm finna get you. Let me go ahead and get my spiel. Okay? The whole point of the show is, should weed and should prostitution be illegal? Alright? I say ain't no way in hell, none one of them should be illegal. I'm gonna tell you why. First of all, I'm gonna tell you why they're illegal. The reason why they're illegal, and you can call up here and say what the fuck ever. Bottom line, the reason why they're illegal is because the motherfucking government can't find a good way to tax that shit without making themselves look bad. That's just it, point blank. We ain't got to really, it's not brain surgery, nigga, okay? We understand why the fuck these motherfucking white folks don't want that shit to be. Well, actually, they want it to be legal.
They got sex like pussy?
Yeah, they want it to be legal.
Can they sex like pussy?
Listen, man.
Tax on the pussy, man. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, if they could find a way to keep their so-called morals and find a way to let motherfuckers put that shit in a goddamn W-2, they'll do it. You feel what I'm saying? But they can't. Listen, man. This is goddamn. We over here where we at, all right? This is why. So don't call up to the show giving me a whole bunch of bullshit moralistic reasons why you think that shit. The only fucking reason right now, pay attention. The only fucking reason that shit is illegal is because they can't find a way to tax it without looking like the bad guy. That's it. All right? Some kind of way, they slipped the fact that cigarettes kill your ass, but they got them kind of way, they made that all right. You know what I'm saying? So if cigarettes and alcohol, which kill how many people, I don't even know. This ain't even no real
millions
show.
Millions and trillions of people every year.
This ain't even the kind of show where I'm going to start reading off stats and shit, nigga. I just know a lot of motherfuckers die. Just say that number. A lot of motherfuckers. Fuck the number.
A lot of motherfuckers.
A lot of motherfuckers die from goddamn it DUI, okay? Every motherfucking year. And that shit's still legal. You know why? Because they make billions off the taxes. They already tried to stop that shit back when they had prohibition. Shit didn't work. But it wasn't the fact that it didn't work. It was the fact that they seen how much motherfucking money they was losing when they taxed that, when they, from the goddamn mafia shit, when they started bootlegging the Al Capone and all them, getting all their goddamn money they should have been getting in the first place.
Exactly.
So they had a reverse on that shit. You feel me?
Reverse!
That's what happened. All right, a little bit of history, nigga. I know a little something. I know a little something.
Get it fucked right, up. Hey. You know a hood nigga with an IQ gonna put it in your motherfucking face. I'm just letting your motherfucking
know.
And we smart motherfuckers around him.
That's all I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
I'm telling the motherfuckers, come on now, him.
All right. So look, that's the whole point. Now as far as that's the weed thing. Now as far as the pussy, besides the fact that
we ain't gonna never ever pay for no pussy.
Ever. Well, actually. We'll get, that's a whole other topic, because actually niggas kind of do pay for pussy.
I said we.
I'm saying, everybody, some kind of way you kind of do pay for pussy, though.
Oh, fuck that. I'm saying,
when you take the motherfucker out and do all, you know, you
nigga,
pay for
you ain't paying for no motherfucker.
You don't think
pussy?
You pay for the pussy?
Hell no.
Ultimately, you pay for the pussy.
Okay, when a motherfucker bro take you out, you paying for the dick?
Yeah, dick is worth money.
Okay,
dick is worth millions, nigga. They have to pay for that.
Hey.
Right.
Get your stack. Get your stacks up, ladies.
Look.
My honey got dick for sale.
Look. No, for real though. But the reason, my main thing about the pussy side of it is, look, man, how the fuck you gonna goddamn control another motherfucker body like that? You feel me? Like, they can do what the fuck they want to do with their body. That's
pimping around here.
I'm saying, that's their pussy. They want to sell their pussy. What the fuck? Why can't they sell their pussy? It's theirs.
Because you might talk a bitch into selling her.
I can sit over here.
And who really don't want to sell her pussy?
No. We ain't talking about forced prostitution and pimp. Listen, we talking about if a bitch say, look, I'm broke, I need rent, God damn it, I need to go out here, and I know niggas like this pussy. She's so fine, a nigga will pay her for that pussy, and she know that. Why the fuck should she have to either go get on welfare or do some other shit? And when she got her money, make her right there between her legs. She was born with it.
All she got to do, hey, put a tax on
strippers. Strippers sell pussy. At the end of the day. If you a stripper, you know a stripper, give it a number. 347-934-0966. You sell pussy. Don't go.
All the ones that walk over the pussy, you scan it.
Listen, man.
You know how much it goes?
I don't understand that. If you can strip, you can do a whole bunch of other shit. You goddamn have alcohol, but you can't goddamn sell no pussy or you can't sell weed. The shit gets fucked up. So I say both of those motherfuckers need to be legalized. Period, point blank. Now I'm going to get into some callers.
The one reason I feel like weed should be legalized, but I don't feel like pussy should be legalized. Cause you got some bitches out here with some bad pussy. They gonna kill niggas.
They gonna get niggas anyway.
That's what I'm saying. So why you wanna say?
Okay,
why you got a worm in your pussy?
Hey, listen, man, that shit like any other defective device. When you go buy a goddamn computer, and that bitch don't
you
load
can take
up.
It back. No, you can take it back.
Hey, well,
if you bought it, you can take it back. if you got some bad pussy and you give a nigga some, you can't take that back. That cough you got that you never can get rid of. You can't take
it. But I'm saying, though, that's just like anything else. Anything else you buy, you got to do your research on it. You got to inspect it first. You got to check it. And you got to protect yourself and get a warranty, nigga. You got to strap up. God damn it, I don't know what the fuck it's telling you, but it shouldn't be goddamn illegal for a hoe to sell her pussy. It's her pussy. What the fuck is that? You gonna tell her what the fuck to do with her pussy?
Hey, I just say, hey, fella, get your dick laminated.
Sell your pussy, baby, if you broke. Fuck that.
Hey,
sell
it. I don't sleep wet, because we ain't gonna buy
it. Sell it. You got a money maker. Right there. Sell it.
Man, hey.
What?
Niggas, if you buying pussy, you weak.
Man, come on with all that bullshit.
You can't get no pussy.
We ain't talking about.
You can't get no pussy?
Listen, man. Hold on. Wait, I was trying to find the other headphones for Sean. Hold on. We'll find it in a minute when we go to a song. All right? Look. I'm going to the phone lines. All right? First off.
I'm going to tongue wrestle with you.
Hey, if they tongue wrestle by what? Hey, 569, Dre, what's up, homie?
What's up, baby?
Shit, what's going down, my nigga? All right, you already heard the discussion. You already know what the fuck it is.
Yeah,
right?
Home, but look, hey, all right, the pussy, dog, the pussy, that's that bitch pussy. Let that bitch sell all the pussy you want to sell. That's number one on the pussy. The weed, I got something else going on with the weed, dog. I don't know about legalizing the weed, dog. There's a lot of boys, a lot of homies to be out of business, dog.
You right about that. Hold on. That
homie can't eat.
That might be the only reason, the one and only reason I might not want to do it, because it will fuck up the dope game. And there's a lot of niggas out here that'll be fucked up behind that. Hold on, but before you go, before I, you know what I'm saying, I understand that, that's true. But think about how many of your motherfucking niggas doing loan numbers behind weed. A nigga gonna find a way to make it. A nigga gonna find a way to make money off of it anyway. Even if it's goddamn legal, home, a nigga gonna find a way to, even if it's just a certain kind that you can only get or a certain way to cultivate it, you feel me? A nigga gonna find a way to get that money. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, there's so many niggas locked up for weed that shit outweigh that. It's so many dope boys, it's so many black men in jail for weed, nigga, doing loan numbers behind weed. Yeah, that kind of overrun that. You feel me?
Yeah, it's in a sense, dog.
You
feel
what I'm saying?
I mean, I got you.
I mean, I'm just saying, I just think this shit is totally fucked up and retarded that cigarettes and alcohol is legal, and they kill way more people. Nigga, how many times have you heard a motherfucker goddamn be high and wrecked? Nigga, when you high, you got them extra attentive around that bitch because you so high.
Oh, hell no.
What?
Hell no.
What you mean?
There's a lot of motherfuckers got them, they be so high, they motherfuckers can't bounce it right.
I mean, true.
They get behind the wheel, though. They get behind the wheel, player.
Hey, yes, they is. Hey, man, I don't see so many motherfucking niggas tie their shit up from just smoking weed. Them niggas should smoke motherfucking weed. You hear me?
Man, not more than goddamn DUI. It ain't even close.
Yeah.
Hey, they missing the weed with alcohol, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, they ain't just high. They ain't just on weed.
Oh, shit.
They high and drunk. They high and drunk. I'm telling you. They ain't just high. I'm telling you, man. I can drive when I'm high.
That's you. Everybody motherfucker ain't you.
Come on, man. Most motherfuckers then. How about that?
I ain't going to say most motherfuckers. I'm going to say some motherfuckers.
Most motherfuckers.
All
right. All right, so you saying she'll be able to sell her pussy, right? She'll be all right for her to sell her pussy, right?
Yeah, that's her pussy. Shit. Sell it.
Right. Ladies. Yeah. Don't call up here with that bullshit by morals. I'm going to kill you. ASAP. Leave morals out of this shit. This shit ain't got nothing to do with morals. It's your pussy. You don't want nobody to tell you, can you have an abortion or not? It's your body then.
But
you feel me? It's your body then.
A hole you can drive a truck up in.
Hey. I hate their new song, by the way. But anyway, hate that shit. It's whack. I'm mad at them about that. All right, Dre, I'm going to the next caller, homeboy.
All right.
Yo, next caller. I see my homegirl chiming in. L.
You obviously didn't get my text message.
Oh. No, because I see your hand raised, so I just went to the line.
I told you I pressed it by mistake, but whatever you want to do with your pussy and your weed, to each his own.
Right. I'm saying, do you think weed is illegal because they can't tax it?
I think, of course. I mean, it's the same as, like you said, with prostitution. But politicians, they get caught in the news every single day. So is it really illegal? They get caught in the news for paying people for sex. They get caught in the news for smoking. So is it really illegal, or is it only illegal to the common folk?
Well, we already know that. We know how that is right there. We already know
okay,
what
that,
you
so,
know,
the rich
and powerful are going to get it. Come on now. The rich and powerful are going to get away with everything. So you do agree with the fact that a woman should be able to sell her pussy and not have to goddamn worry about getting locked up for it?
If that's what she want to do.
No, that's not
the question. If that's what she want to do.
No, no. What you mean? That's it. What you mean? You ain't, that ain't the question?
Huh?
What you mean?
No, did you ask her? Would she do it?
No, I asked her, would she do it? I said, if anybody. The question, hey, ladies, if y'all listening, I'm not asking what should you say, be able, I'm just saying, should any woman, maybe
no,
you ain't. You
no,
ain't
that's
do
the
it.
Question, too.
What?
You got to ask them that, too. Because some of them will come up and be like, I'm going to say all that pussy. Anybody want to buy it?
Man, they ain't going to say that shit on the air. We already know they're going to not.
Yeah,
they
suck a dick from the back. Why they ain't going to say they going to say a pussy? Raise your hand, cause the motherfucker raised up.
No, I don't think they're gonna say that on the air. They're not gonna admit to it. But look, L, so you basically agree with my notion, right?
I totally agree with you. It's your body, right. You can do whatever you want to be able to do with your body.
All right. Stay on the line. We say something else outlandish, hit the number one again. I ain't gonna come back to you unless you hit it again.
Okay,
but you did hit it that time. I see where you hit it. All right. All right. So, all right, we got two callers already. You feel me? Already.
That's already pretty much going. I'm anticipating 90% of the people finna agree with what I'm saying. We ain't never had not one topic where everybody agreed. Be nice.
Thanks. Be nice. Be nice has ruined
fuck.
That shit like three times
fuck,
already.
Fuck.
She called up here with some
fuck.
Bullshit.
No, I didn't.
Damn it. I ain't gonna kill you because you're sitting right here. But you heard the cop. You know we loaded. Okay. Next call on the air. Here we go. 678-789.
No more gifts.
Hey, man, it's
Swole.
What's happening?
What's happening,
Swole? What's going on, man? Hey, man.
What?
God damn it. You said legal out of prison.
Yeah.
But make the motherfucker illegal.
Hell yeah. Why not?
Nah, I don't feel like that, cuz.
Hold on. First of all, hold on. Wait a minute. Let me go ahead and say this for everybody that's listening. God damn it. Swole is a hustler. We won't talk about what he hustles and what he does. But this is a hustler. So all the hustlers going to call up here and tell me, nigga, fuck goddamn legalizing weed. It's going to cut into their profit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm anticipating that for the hustlers. You know what I'm saying? Okay, hustlers. Sorry, hustlers.
Swole.
I already know. But the pussy, why the hell can't sell a pussy, man? Why not?
Hey, man, that's on them, but don't legalize it. You feel what I'm saying? Keep
Why?
That shit legal. You know what I mean?
Why?
I can't think about it, man. I'm high the motherfucker right now.
Hey, Big Swole. Big Swole.
Thank you, motherfucker. What's going on, Pete?
What's happening,
boy?
What's happening, partner?
What's happening, man? What's going on?
Hey man, you know we do this shit from sun up to sundown. That's it.
Yeah. I already know, man. But hey man, y'all be easy, man. You know.
Hey, Swole.
Yeah.
Swole.
Yeah.
Hey, you got some tilapia over there? I'm coming over there. I need a 10 piece, partner.
Come on, man.
I got you.
Goddamn. You know what I mean? Come on. All right.
That's what it is.
That nigga must be on that Bluetooth. On that Bluetooth in the
car. Yeah,
he's
just touching the.
Yeah,
you know, Big Swole flexing on her right now.
All right. Next caller, you're there. Hold up. Caller.
Hello?
Yo, what's up?
You caller. Talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, okay. This Trinda Blue. What's up?
Hey, what's happening? What time for the wrong checking in? What time for South Florida? But hold up. Hold the fuck up. Wait a minute. Wait. I just thought it's some bullshit.
Hold
the fuck up. Hey. Let me tell you why I'm about to kill my... This is my partner, girl. I'm finna kill this old lady on the F.
How you gonna kill... You
fuck that. I hope he listening. He is listening. Fuck that. This right here, West Palm Beach, all time. All she ever do, they love repping West Palm. West Palm, South Florida, motherfucker. Hold on. Love repping West Palm. All they do. They're wrong, nigga. Blah, blah. Just like we rep the Bay. This motherfucker here cheering for Boston. Fuck is wrong with you. I'm a mercy for that shit, Trindle. You already knew when you called up here I was going to do it to you, Shawty. You knew it. What the hell wrong with
her? I already knew it. I already knew what time it was.
Oh, she got up here just to get killed.
She wanted to get killed.
Put two more down.
Yeah,
Yeah. Lay your ass down.
That's all right. You ain't going to kill us when we get that ring, though.
That shit, goddamn it.
Anyway, y'all ain't going to get no ring. That's
no, I got all the love for in the world for Trinda. That's my folk, man. So, Trinda.
What's
up? You think we should legalize the weed and sell another pussy or what?
I mean, like everybody else been saying, it's like this, to each its own. But I think that it will never be legal because it keeps too many people employed. You know, you got the DEA to have jobs, the Coast Guard, the police. You know what I'm saying? It keep them all with jobs, keep them busy. So they ain't going to never make it legal because of that reason. That's how I feel.
You're right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Because what the hell are they going to do then, you know, if it's legal? They ain't going to have no jobs. It's going to take so many people away from having jobs, and they not, that's them governmental jobs, and they not going to take that away, and federal jobs.
You're right.
You know, for
them
people.
You're absolutely right. That kind of goes basically all into, like, what I was saying about them not being able to tax it. And also, this is...
Yeah.
So that's why they're... Now, that's just... Okay, you're talking about just weed now, though. What about pussy? I mean, why...
Prostitution, too. I feel like that about prostitution. Because with prostitution, a pimp, then drugs get involved, and it's going to be violence. You know what I'm saying? So most prostitutes have pimps, right?
Well,
they be whooping their ass. So, I mean, with all of it... It pays.
You know,
it all fall back to the police having a job.
Ass,
I mean,
you don't get your ass whooped like that unless they cash out.
You're right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Her money may be out. And then some women prostitutes and don't even know it. You know what I'm saying? If you fucking
right.
a nigga and he leaves some money on your dresser or whatever, we was talking about that at work one day. You know what I'm saying? If he, I mean, some people may feel this way. I don't know. He may leave some money on the nightstand for you to get your hair stuff done. It's still, you still performed the service for him, and he gave you some money.
Okay.
So every woman probably been prostituted at some point of their life. You know what I'm saying?
Right. They just went over there with the game. The gills.
I didn't say it, ladies.
Is it?
But I damn sure motherfucking agree with it. God damn it. One time for the wrong. I had to kill
a Wait a minute, Blue. And I got to ask you a question, too. You
go
said
ahead.
That
go
if
ahead.
A woman got to feed her child or something, that she need to sell her pussy. So you
Listen,
said that's okay.
Listen, man, let me tell you right now. I don't advocate being broke under no circumstance. You feel what I'm saying? So before
yeah.
you sit up here and let your kids go without, God damn it, or be around here broke as hell, being homeless or some shit like that right now, fuck that. What?
So you could get with a girl that used to do that?
Oh, hold on. No, I'm saying. No, wait a minute. You
broke up. I'm saying, because you make her your man or lady.
Wait.
You
wait,
just
you
said.
That's a whole other subject. No, that's a whole other subject.
She ain't going to tell you
that's
anyway.
That's a whole other subject. You didn't say that at first. You got to try to throw that on the slide. Don't do that.
No, I'm not. I'm just asking the question. Because it's like, you said it's okay. You condone it. You know what I'm saying? So is it?
Yeah.
Is it? She got to feed her son or her child or whatever to do it. So. I mean, you just said ain't nothing wrong with it, right?
Right. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it if that's what you need to do to have some goddamn money in your pocket. You feel me? I'm not going to sit here and knock a motherfucking woman for doing that because goddamn, if she ain't got no other recourse,
hey.
Who am I to say that? You feel what I'm saying?
You went fuck with it though if she did it.
Yeah, I want to wife a prostitute, but that don't mean nothing. What I got to do with it?
What about these women?
No, I was just wondering. I just wanted to get your opinion on that because that's what I heard.
No. Nah, this ain't Richard Gere. This ain't Pretty Woman, bitch. I don't want a hoe. You know what I'm saying? So, goddamn it, listen. But, ladies, once again, if you need to, I'm gonna need for you to get it in for yours. All right? That's all I'm saying. And it shouldn't be illegal for her to do that. If she need it, that is her pussy.
Well, she don't think it's illegal.
I'm tired of everybody trying to tell everybody what to do with that shit.
But, I mean, she don't think it's illegal.
I'm pro-abortion. I put that out there. That's a whole other topic, but I'm not anti-abortion because that's not my body.
Look, she don't even think it's illegal. She just want to go to the club. Hey, this nigga going to give me some money to go to the club.
Oh, no, we already shut. My homegirl just put it out there. Listen, all you motherfucking girls out there that's goddamn fucking niggas, and a nigga throwing you a little something for the light bill, and you think you ain't a hoe? Bitch, kill yourself.
But see that the difference is they a smart hoe, at least they getting some money. They ain't fucking for free like some dumb hoes. It's the difference. You know what I'm saying?
Also,
if you gonna do it right.
We already said earlier that niggas
be paying for pussy. They don't know.
Hey,
they
okay,
trick.
Okay, so what's more? Well, you gonna sell it for 50 or you gonna sell it for 100?
Hey, you if you could get whatever you can up out that nigga, that's on him. That's on y'all. You know what I'm saying? Get what you can.
Okay.
Hey.
If it's 50 up, it's $500, you know? If you get now times that 10 to 50, he ain't gonna get the pussy again. That's just him.
Hey,
so he
you
just fucking himself.
Hey,
you
don't fuck you for the first, for the free, for the 50.
Man, all right, but look, hey Trent, appreciate that call. She gave some real.
All right, Blue.
All right, she gave some real. I gotta go to a song. She gave some real insight.
I ain't finna get that motherfucker 220s and 110 for no pussy. I don't give a fuck.
God damn it, we took a motherfucking ass to the movies and something to eat, nigga. You spent the same thing. You paid for it. See yourself. Like I said, fuck that.
You know what I'm saying? So you don't pay for pussy for folks.
Yeah. Every time I went on a motherfucking date with a bitch I ain't fucked yet, trying to goddamn woo ass and get some pussy. Guess what I did? Killed my motherfucking self. Paid for some pussy. Yeah, nigga. You did too, nigga. Come on my motherfucking show with that bullshit.
Man, look.
What?
You better just talk on the phone. Don't be saying that. What's wrong with you?
Now you don't do the movies and you don't do the movies and TGI Friday for the goddamn for the Friday special.
Oh,
you don't
already,
do that now,
but I'm already fucking over. You know?
It don't matter. I'm just saying,
you don't do that now? Now I talked to a bitch about 2-3 weeks, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
Stop it. I can't do it.
Stop it. I see one of my officers on the line.
I can't do it.
First lieutenant.
Beat my dick, nigga.
Hit the number one. If you want to holler at me, Keisha, if I ain't going to go to you, maybe you busy, baby. Maybe you just tuning in. But if you are listening, Keisha, and you want to holler at me, I see your number. Hit the number one. All right. I got to play some music, man. All right. Last night, I ain't played but like one song. Oh, hold on. Let me go to my officer real quick. Let me go to my office. She hit the button.
No, watch the meatballs.
What's going on, Keisha?
Hey, nothing much. I am busy. You called me out. How about it?
So look, what you...
Munch in a bath.
Oh, I said, well, ain't nothing wrong with that. What time for single mamas doing their thing? We love y'all up here at K100. Y'all our biggest supporters. All these motherfucking goddamn... Two good ass, goody two shoe ass bras and goddamn hating ass niggas. They don't wanna fuck with us. They see this power move. But y'all are our biggest fans and supporters. So we got all the love for y'all. So, Keisha.
Yes.
You think you should be able to sell your pussy if you want to? It's yours.
Exactly. If it's mine, I think I should be able to do what I want to do with it. I mean, if I'm gonna lay up with some dude, you better understand that it ain't gonna be for free. He gonna do something.
Right.
That's what it's about now.
Damn, we got back to back callers saying, "God damn it, they ain't fucking for free."
Hey,
world coming through.
Damn,
no more free.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Didn't you just say you paying? Uh oh, is my phone died?
No, you on the air?
Oh, but didn't you just say that if you taking them to the movies or whatever, you spending money and you ain't got it yet or whatever? You just said that. If I decide to give it to you at the end of the night, you done paid for it. No?
I said, and listen, me and P-Rez don't agree with that. I said niggas basically be paying for pussy. Just like I say women basically be goddamn tricking off theyself. You feel what I'm saying? If like you said, you ain't fucking for free now. Now what? The funny thing about it is...
Hey, hold on.
What?
If we gonna go into that, after the night show, I'm telling any motherfucker that run up on me, I'm letting you know right now, this dick is for sale. So get your motherfucking money right. Get your motherfucking purse right. Get your bi-weekly check right. Go on your 401k, because I got to have it.
Right.
How about that?
I'm cashing your 401k.
Go on your 401k, baby, because I'm telling you, this big dick, big balls, I got to have it.
All right. Look, all I'm saying, this is all I'm saying right here is, niggas do. First of all, what about weed, Keisha? You think weed should be legal?
Well, you know, I'm in the healthcare field, so I'm going to say no on that one.
I got to repent tonight because I feel like I don't pay for the pussy. My brother told me I pay for the pussy.
Yeah,
I got to go and repent.
Damn it.
I got to go and repent.
Hold on, Keisha.
Yeah.
All right, I know you're in the healthcare field, and I understand all that, right? I understand that part of it. So, with that, okay. But I'm talking about just from the simple standpoint of, damn, cigarettes is goddamn legal. Cigarettes is legal. I don't know. Like, have you ever you well we ain't gonna answer that. No. What'd you say?
We need a way to kill ourselves. I mean, personally, I've never smoked weed. I mean, I've had a contact, but I ain't never had it in my hand, smoked it. So I can't go through the whole thing and say, you know, oh, I love it or whatever, I'm going to need it or, you know, it's cool for whenever I'm chilling because I don't know that feeling. But I'm just asking this. Do we need another way to kill ourselves? Do we need to be high? Do we need, you know, do we need,
I need to be high. Fuck that. Sometimes I need to be high, and the reason why I ain't killed the motherfucker yet is because I smoke weed sometimes.
Hey,
so sometimes I need it. Maybe call me weak. Call me weak. Or you can just call me whatever one.
Hey, I don't give a damn. So all y'all niggas smoking this weed, fucking these ugly bitches, nigga, you got a problem.
What the fuck I got to do?
You got a motherfucking problem.
Where did you get that from?
You got a motherfucking problem.
Where'd you get that from?
Because the higher you are, the bitch still motherfucking ugly, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I'm just letting you know.
This guy here, man.
Keisha. I'm just throwing it out now.
Hey, Keisha.
Yes.
All right, Keisha. So we are say so. You do say so. You think a woman should be able to sell pussy, and in fact, you have sold your pussy on the air. You said it right.
Hey, take it how you want.
ladies, if you call up to the show and you say you ain't fucking pussy, and the nigga got to give you something, I'm gonna say you done sold your pussy before.
And fellas, call up here, because I want to know what it hit like. I want to know if you wasted your money or not. I just want to know.
Oh, my God.
So I'm just saying, you know, the niggas need to call, too. Because, hey, fellas, if you don't bought some bad pussy, call up here and talk to me.
Well, you can't return the bad. What thing about buying pussy, like P-Ray said, you can't return it, goddammit. You already
damn sure can't.
Fucked up. But exactly. I still say you should be able to sell your pussy. Right. I still say you should be able to sell your pussy. Okay, I'm going into a song. All right, Keisha, hey, stay on the line. Or either you got to hang up and handle your shorty. Call back for the second hour, all right?
All right.
I'll keep it live. Call back, all right, if you can. All right. We off the line. That was one of the officers in the Facebook. For all y'all that don't know, some of y'all might be listening. Y'all don't understand the page started. The show started as a Facebook group and page. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, man, I'm going to fucking jump in the middle of my fucking shit on the show.
Man, I'm saying that shit's all in my nose. Drink that shit.
And this is my celebratory goddamn shot. This is my second
hour
shot.
That's a piece of pussy now?
Tequila, nigga.
It's a piece of pussy now?
No, man, that's a little, that's the way the glass made, nigga.
Oh, okay. You got a little cherry now. Okay,
yeah.
That's what it is.
It's my shot glass. I'm drinking, y'all. And I'm about to be smoking when the second hour starts. I got to play a song. One time for my little sister Vige, I think she said she's gonna be calling and listening. Yo, since we talking about weed and drugs and pussy and all that, don't get your motherfucking ass caught up. This is me, man. It's Blizzard.
Oh yeah.
The cinema of me, nigga.
Blizzard, what you gonna do, homie? You gonna trap a rap, man? Vision, let's go. I'm a pusher. People been wondering how I put you. Until they see my greatness and whip and how I look you. Oh, you wanna do big things to take big breaks.
Uh-huh.
The things that I do and get you locked up for days. I try to stay clean. Hey. I made it 8 years. Being past the police without no fear. But now I'm having nightmares of the K-9 units on the side of the road while them folks just running through it. Yeah. I'm trying to find the people sitting in my high spot.
Uh-oh.
Or maybe the pills. Or even worse, the block. I'm just trying to hustle up the brand. A nigga got a job. I ain't lazy. That's how she go. Bought it right up in the bay where they get to the face. But what the bitch is trying to end up, your friend and your neighbor.
That's it.
Fuck, I thought I was done with all them. You think I learned my lesson since the feds got sick. What's up,
homie?
A nigga too smart for this shit.
Uh-huh.
Damn shame I gotta grind just to push these times. I'm caught up. Yeah, caught up, man.
I'm living dreams.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I'm addicted to making money.
Yeah.
And they
keep calling me, dog.
I don't know.
Hey.
April.
Hey.
one time, man. That's one of my favorite records, nigga. The Cinema Me gonna hurt these niggas, man. Even though we did that song a while ago, I'm still putting that one on the record because, you know,
I'm hurt already.
You feel me? That was just like a great record, and that needed. I know a lot of people haven't really heard that because, you know, I just kind of leaked it a little bit. I really didn't push it like I'm gonna be pushing the album when we drop. So that was me. That was my new joint. It's coming off the Cinema Me. That was a song called Caught Up featuring my little sister Viz. You know what I'm saying? One time for the motherfucking 850 checking in.
Charles, all right.
We still talking about what?
Should you sell your motherfucking pussy?
Right.
I mean, should you legalize selling pussy or should you legalize weed?
Right. Pot, pussy, and profit. That's the name of the motherfucking
pot
show.
Pot, pussy, and profit.
Pot, pussy, and profit. Should it be illegal?
Pot, pussy, and profit.
For you to sell your pussy if you're a woman, it's illegal right now. And I think, like, nigga, that's
the three
pussy.
P's. The three P's.
Yeah, right.
P-P-P.
Right. How the fuck you going to tell a motherfucking woman, goddammit, not to sell her pussy? And goddamn it, how you gonna goddamn have motherfucking weed illegal and goddamn cigarettes and alcohol is? So we finna go to the lines, you feel me? We got a couple callers on the air. You know what I'm saying? We over here feel like, hey, you know, weed should be legal because cigarettes is legal and alcohol is legal.
Yes.
And also, women selling pussy should be legal. She should not be punished because she wanna sell her pussy. It's hers. Who the fuck is you to tell what the fuck to do with her body? If he got the money and he wanna buy her pussy, let him buy. He can buy anything else that kill his ass. He can buy cigarettes. He can buy goddamn half-fattening foods every day. But he can't buy no pussy. The one thing we in the world we all love the most? Fuck out of here. That's some bullshit.
Hey, we all love the most, women and fellas.
Right. All right. So, 850-896. Get at me.
What up, though? I ain't gonna say my name, but I know you know this voice.
Oh, what's happening? Hold on. This is what you get right here. This motherfucker on the phone is just so fucking. That's one of this. I know who this is. You ain't gotta say your name, but she gangsta as a motherfucker. I know who it is.
I'm gonna say it like this right here. You feel what I'm saying? I'm sitting in the nail shop right now because a nigga bought some. You feel me?
Right.
So I feel like I have to be able to do what I
want
to do. You know what I'm talking about?
I feel you, baby. Yeah, I
feel you. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's mine. I can do what I please. You feel what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that because, I mean, like I said, man, you got women out here that's goddamn, you know, on welfare and all kind of shit. And they might be scared of jail. They might actually want to goddamn sell their motherfucking pussy goddamn it. And they scared. They might get locked up for it. I'm like, hell, you want the same motherfuckers that want to complain about everybody on welfare and all kind of other shit like this. You don't want to be on welfare, but you want to tell them how they can't make no goddamn money with their own.
They ain't gonna get locked up for it. They ain't gonna get locked up for it because their clientele ain't gonna tell nobody believe that.
But I'm saying, but come on, y'all. These people go to jail for prostitution every day, all day long. They just shut the prostitution.
Doing it right.
I don't want it to be no way you can get locked up for it. Period. Ain't no wrong way to sell no pussy. I don't give a fuck if you stand in the middle of the motherfucking street with a sign with this pussy. God damn it, for 100 on the side of the road. You should be able to do that if you want to. It's your fucking.
Me and my girls call it coos. We say coos on dick. You feel me? We say, boy, I got that coos on dick for you right now. What you gonna do?
Woo!
You did.
Hey, what that coos on dick call?
God damn.
Okay.
That just sounds like it might cost a nigga a lot.
what that coos on dick call?
Damn, what that coos on
dick call? We're going to have to talk off the air by that now. I will get with you.
P-Ray said he don't pay for pussy.
Hey, look.
With his lying ass. I already killed that nigga because he never paid for pussy.
I don't give a fuck.
Every nigga done paid for some pussy.
I don't give a fuck what you say, nigga.
You done paid for some pussy?
Hold on, wait a minute.
What?
The next bitch I motherfucking be talking about that shit, I'm saying, you got that coos on deck.
Hold on, that's patented. That's mine.
Oh, my bad. We don't want to be no trademark infringement.
Hey, look, they gonna have to come see you then, because they might got that coos on deck.
Yeah, they might.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? For real, though. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I just wanted to let y'all know that. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Together, do whatever you want to do with a body. You feel me?
That's right. What about the weed, though? What you think about the weed?
I'm saying I don't smoke, so I ain't really got no opinion on that. I got a lot of homeboys and homegirls that do. You know what I'm saying? If it benefit them, then that's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
But I know what you do.
Got coos on deck.
They got that coos on deck.
One more time, this for y'all, ladies. You got that coos on deck. This for y'all. Yeah, she is. Oh,
we love her.
Fucking with her. Hey, that's what's up, baby. Right, appreciate the power again.
All
right. Yeah.
One time
who's
for all
that?
Hey, one time for all
that. I had that killer shit, but that shit is, we might have, we ain't gonna got that put it in the street, but we might have got them start saying just coops on deck, nigga.
Yeah.
You got that coops on deck?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna steal her shit, though.
No, we gonna do a, we just gonna do a show called Goddamn Coops on Deck. Coops on Deck versus Kevin Burke. How about that?
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we got another call on the line. Oh, this is one of the officers. Colonel Shea.
What's up?
Man, what's going down? What's happening for the officers checking in? Shay, what's happening?
What's
happening, baby?
What's up?
All right, Shay, give it to us. Can you sell your pussy? Can we make weed legal? What should we do? Where we at with it?
Okay, now, we got to legalize that because we already got some forms of legalized anyway. I give my patients Marinol. And you know what Marinol is? All that is just weed and a little pill. So why don't we just cut out the manufactured middleman? Just go ahead on and legalize the natural herbal process, and everybody can get a little taste of it. Because we're going to do it anyway.
What's time for the nurses that smoke weed? They can understand, and they can really relate with their patients a little bit more. Now, see how she broke
sometimes
that.
Sometimes you have to have a little.
Hold up. She in it. She in it. Hold on.
I want to know
what they got. Because Keisha, my other officer, she in the healthcare field, and she like, well, you know, she kind of said she in the healthcare field, you know. She should, but this another. But this another person in the healthcare field that's saying fuck that shit. We already give them so many drugs anyway. They give them motherfuckers all kind of shit that kill them and side effects. All them goddamn commercials that come on the goddamn show.
This shit for
your goddamn stomach, but it might cause you headaches, earaches, nausea, stomach shit, all kind of other shit.
Might cause eternal bleeding.
Whatever. Goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
If we
can give a motherfucker some shit that might halfway kill them, why we can't give them a little weed?
Weed
what?
Is already therapeutic. You can get rid of your headaches. If you got problems with your stomach, it can ease your nerves. If you got appetite, it can be an appetite stimulant. It's so many different kinds of herbal reasons why people need weed, other than the fact that it just makes you feel good. I mean, come on. What's wrong with a little feel good all the way around the board?
Man, you is preaching to the choir over here.
I'm just trying to tell some of the other people listening to think about it. Broaden your mind a little bit.
Right, that's all we saying. Now, what about pussy? Should you be able to sell your pussy?
Well, actually, you know, they ain't really selling it. They just rent it out for a little while.
Oh.
They just rent it out for a little while.
Oh, now that's what we're doing, right? We're renting it out.
Like a limo.
You can't never really sell it because you always going to keep it, so you just going to rent it out for a little while. Now, the price you rent it out for, you know, that's on them. But, you know, they're just renting it out for a little while. Everybody get what they want, you know. That's all.
Like a limo.
See? You get a limo ride, you know. You get a pussy ride. Either way you look at it, you know, they're just renting it out.
That's new shit. Rent the pussy.
We like it. We rolling with what we got. We got rent the pussy and what else goes up?
Who's on deck?
Uh-oh.
Hey, I might rent
look,
the
man.
Pussy.
Look,
we gonna
hurt the streets, man. Hey, what? This show right here, man, we coming up with all the new slang and everything on this bitch. Coos on deck and all we doing is renting pussy.
Rent. Let me write this shit down.
Yeah, we need to write this. We got to write this down.
We got to
remember
write
this
it
shit
down.
Take notes, Matthew Rick. Don't
get like the money.
Shacking up is the new marriage.
Yes,
shacking up is the new marriage. We don't call them
that.
Hoes that don't want to be called hoes. We just call them buddy.
Bunnies,
yeah. You know, what else? We got coots on deck.
Coots on deck.
And
rent the pussy.
And rental pussy.
Rental pussy.
Right. So, Shay, would you say that if the man put a ring on it, did he actually buy the pussy then? Because that's his
rent
shit at that point.
Pussy.
Well, see. That's what you call a long-term rental plan.
No,
get divorced, he can't take it with him.
That's a mortgage plan.
Hey.
So that's one of those rent-to-own kind of plans. Like, I guess
no.
I'll look at it like that.
I ain't fuck that. If I got down, nigga, I got down. I done put a ring on that motherfucker, and I'm paying all the bills on that bitch. I wish a motherfucker would. Bitch, give it away. Play with it.
Oh, well, no, she can't give it away. No,
that's right, because it's his. Because it's his. Ladies, because it's his, ladies. That's why. You can rent the pussy out, but once that nigga put a ring on it, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? Once that nigga put a ring on it, he own it, right? But we will.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know.
We ain't even let him goddamn chat his whole total fucking way.
Yeah.
Rental pussy up until the point he marries. All right?
Hold on, we got rental pussy.
I'll agree with that.
So you just rent. Coos on deck, rental pussy.
Okay. Rapping bird, and what else?
We all got it. Oh yeah, marriage is shacking up is new marriage.
Yeah.
Shacking up is new. We just writing down all the shit we coming up with on the show. We gonna patent all this shit. We can't really patent Kuso Day. Shawty came up with Kuso Day. Can we have a rental pussy for the show?
I'm gonna let y'all borrow that for the show now. I'm gonna let y'all rent that for the show.
Come on, we gonna rent everything. Come on to the studio.
We can't own it now, but y'all can borrow that. Y'all can hold that for a little bit.
How much your pussy cost to rent, Shay? What's your price going?
I don't rent my pussy.
What?
I don't rent my pussy.
Wait, whoa. Hold the fuck up. Now hold on, goddamn. Pump your brakes. You feel me? Now you just said a minute ago. That, you know what I'm saying? That's what you be doing.
No, that's not. I answered your question.
I said
technically they're not selling it. They just renting it.
Okay, so let me ask you
that's
this right here. Do you fuck for free?
I would have to say yes. Because, I mean, it's either I want to do it or I don't. Because I already answered that in a previous episode. I ain't going to put no price on it. I mean, either I want to or I don't.
Well, a lot of women, I'm just saying, we had Trina call up. We had actually one of the officers, Keisha F. Both of them said, "God damn it, they pussy ain't free. A nigga gonna pay." So they sell pussy. That's what they said on the air. I didn't make it up, y'all.
You trap yourself, motherfucker.
They said that out of their pussy.
Garbage.
And me and P. Rand said we buy pussy.
Yeah, we say that. Fuck it.
Everybody buy pussy. Fuck that. Some kind of way you gonna buy the pussy. And some kind of way, Shay. You gonna sell that pussy, even if you just rent it out for that night. Even if that nigga come over there and you be like, "God damn it, hey, you can't fuck unless you got something to drink." And that nigga bring the bottle, you sold that pussy for the price of that bottle.
You know, I roll with my own drink, so you know it's all good.
Hey,
you told that nigga, hey, you know what I'm saying? You need a little green to smoke on. That nigga come over there with that half an onion.
Nah, he bringing onion. You know that nigga bringing an onion over there.
I said half an onion.
He might bring himself. He gonna bring.
Oh, well, you know, he might bring.
But it better be a certain seven that type of that Kush. I'm just saying.
The point is,
that 3 grams.
In order for if you need an item, a bill paid, anything, in order for you to fuck a man, you are in fact renting / selling your pussy. That's all we gonna say. Period, point blank. Now that's how we see
on that bitch.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't think it should be, once again, I think selling pussy should be totally legal. Weed should be legal. That's me on record. I'm on the record. All right? We're kind of going to a whole, I like the fact that they're spinning this off into a whole other shit. That should fill us up for the second hour. All right, Shay, stay on the line, baby. We're going to go to the next call. All right?
All right, okay.
Yeah. Major.
What up, man?
What's going down, Major? What's happening, man? What's happening for the office checking in? What's happening, my nigga?
Still I've been ripping and running all day, and then I finally found out what the topic was today. I was like, damn, I just got through doing that. Hitting a little weed, you know.
Hey, we should make sure P. Ray was like, damn, he thought you got through buying some pussy.
Rent the pussy.
Hold on, wait a minute. We're finna get into the meat and the potatoes, but let me ask you this real quick. Have you ever bought pussy? You ever bought some pussy?
Monetarily, no, but you know, I just heard you mention a nigga bringing over the bottle or.
Right.
You know, bringing over some little kush or something, you know.
Right, right.
If you consider that buying it, then I done did it. But, you know, hey, you know.
Right, you took her to the movies and to dinner and the movies, you know what I'm saying, you know.
But I've never actually given no woman no dead crackers for no pussy.
Right, right. Well, we ain't talking about that. We've never done that over here. I did get my dick sucked by a baser when I used to sell dope back in the day.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? But you know that's Bay County shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is.
Keep this shit get 100. Hey, nigga.
That's that kind of shit.
That's trap nigga shit. Hey.
That's hard.
You feel me?
That's hard to escape, though.
Listen, all you motherfucking trap niggas out there know goddamn well back in the day, nigga. Y'all tricked off a basic. Y'all tricked off. I don't know. It might have been Glenda Brown. It might have been Annie. You don't know, nigga. You tricked off a basic, nigga. Kill yourself. Stop fronting. This goddamn Bay County A50 D-Boy talking, nigga. Don't talk. Don't front, nigga. Don't play. Real talk, nigga.
My.
You understand what I'm saying?
What's this about Keisha F selling some pussy, man? I'm gonna have to talk with her.
Well, now listen. Now, hey, she said it, not me. Keisha F was on the air, and Keisha F, damn it, baby, I see you. I see you. We'll bring you back on if you want to defend yourself. But hold on.
If I go to PC next weekend, me and her gonna have a talk.
No, she said she like you. She broke it down. She ain't never took no dead bitch, no dead presidents directly. But you know, a nigga can't get that pussy for free. And basically, that's kind of selling your pussy. Like one of the homegirls said, that called the show. You feel me?
Okay.
That's kind of like your pussy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, at the end of the day, like one of the homegirls said that, you know, if a nigga come over there and they goddamn fuck you or whatever, and you be like, shit, a nigga left you a little bit of money or something for your light bill, bitch, you just sold that pussy.
The barter system.
Bottom line, you just sold that pussy. That's all we saying.
That's why the nigga went over there.
Right.
Because he knew he was going to give up that life.
Now, Keisha Evans, my dog. And ain't nothing wrong if she goddamn want to sell her pussy. Because once again, that is...
Well,
it's hers. I ain't going to knock her for it. If she want to stand on the corner with a sign saying, goddamn it, good pussy for $100. At the goddamn overpass, like the goddamn homeless niggas do for goddamn for the liquor. I don't give a fuck.
Hey.
I don't think it should be illegal any way a motherfucking woman ever want to sell her pussy in any format on Craigslist, goddamn it, in the club, out the slippers. I don't give a fuck. Well, nigga, a bitch should be able to sell her pussy. That is her shit. Period. Point blank. That's
her. They do it over in Amsterdam and everywhere else, so might as well.
Yeah. What's wrong with that, man? That's her shit. That's all I'm saying. That's the meat and potatoes of the show. Now, what about the goddamn weed? Then weed should be legal. I already know how you're going to answer this.
Man, it's way overdue. They doing it out of California. You got bubblegum machines full of weed and stuff like
that.
You know?
Hey, you know what? One thing about California. California's setting the goddamn standard for that shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Oh, we laughing at a text somebody just said. Somebody asked me how much I'm selling my dick for.
Oh.
I said my dick was for sale earlier. This shit gonna cost you at least $250, bitch. Fuck that. I need at least $250 for this shit. You want the face? That's another $250.
you almost made me spit out my Hawaiian butt, man.
Hey. Grown man shit over
there, baby. That grown man shit. That nigga said, if you want the faces of $500. Hey, so you already off
100%.
You
might want to. I ain't even mad at you, Blue.
Hey, nigga, fuck that shit. Look.
I ain't even
Major. Hey, Major.
You
might
have a whole bunch of motherfucking calls for me, nigga. Oh, $250? Oh, yeah. That nigga ate me.
Hey, Major, look. So look, with the shit with the weed, with California doing earlier, I said the reason why the shit is illegal in the first place. The reason why they can't make selling pussy or they can't tax without making themselves look bad. Now, like what California doing, California trying to make the shit look kosher. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
As long as if these folks find out a way, because one thing about it, money talk. The reason why California even doing all this shit, because they broke. The Terminator done went over there and bankrupted the state, okay? The Terminator done killed the state. This
I'll
is
be back.
Fires and everything else.
Yeah, he fucked them up. And they broke. So they need some money. So that's the same thing. If this country right here get bad off enough, if they really start seeing they need that motherfucking tax money, just like they did with Prohibition, when they see they need that money, they will legalize that shit. They will legalize pussy. And they're going to make them
all legalize.
They're going to make them fill out a W-2, bitch. All right? Y'all going to need to fill out a W-2 when that goddamn nigga come over there and give you that light bill money, bitch. You're going to need a W-2 for that.
Nigga ain't taking no $10. Fuck that.
Nigga going to be able to come over there with their credit card and get that ass in a minute.
Swipe that motherfucker.
Right.
Right, hey, down Major. To Craig.
Hey, Major, We tripping out tonight, man. Major, stay on the line, dog. Hey, appreciate you coming, my dog. For real. Stay on the line, dog.
All right, man.
All right. So, we covered a lot of ground tonight, man. First hour was off the chain.
Our 9 o'clock callers. We need you.
Oh, they here. They here. Say what? Yeah, I'm playing another song. I ain't playing. I gotta play some more songs and shit. I'm gonna get to it in a minute. I'm gonna play a song. But look,
shit.
The name of the subject is.
Call
once again,
up here if you want to buy some
once,
shit.
Once again, the name of the subject is. Pot, pussy, profit. Okay.
Pay.
Pot, pussy, profit. Should weed be legal? Should selling pussy be legal? And we talking about. I don't care how you want to sell it. They shut down the Craigslist. The Craigslist had it bunking, nigga.
They still do it,
but they ain't watching them now.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
They got the dude that made Craigslist. They even got the motherfucking white boy that made Craigslist. Got him all up there investigating him. Now, for what? Them hoes want to sell their pussy. Let them sell their pussy on Craigslist if they want to. Well, y'all getting in their business. Y'all motherfuckers, the same motherfucking white people that got them talking about some morals and all this shit, the same motherfuckers talking about they don't want a motherfucker to have no goddamn welfare. They don't want a motherfucker to get no abortion. All this, man, fuck that. Kill yourself. Sell your pussy if it's yours, if you want to, and it shouldn't be illegal. That's all I got to say about
it. Man, what they doing on the escort service? That's what they fuck they doing.
Yeah.
But no. But see, with the escort service, if they find out, listen, okay, yeah, you know what they doing.
Yeah.
But it's still illegal. If they really find out, you can still go to jail for it.
They don't give a fuck.
Nigga, I know they don't give a fuck. I'm just saying. I'm saying they shouldn't even have the threat of jail. The feds shouldn't even be able to do shit, period, point blank.
It shouldn't be a federal offense.
It shouldn't be a crime, period. I don't want it to be a fucking misdemeanor. Fuck that. Fuck that. It shouldn't even be a misdemeanor. It's they pussy.
Sell your pussy.
I guess.
What you mean? Be nice. Come up and be nice. Come on. You got to get by the mic.
I really don't have to say.
Hey, everybody, we got B Nice is actually in the studio with us tonight. She actually came by the yo, you feel me, to give her a motherfucking opinion. And everybody know B Nice be on some moralistic shit sometimes.
So go ahead and answer.
But we found out. We found out after the fact that B Nice do actually like to suck dick, even though she tried to tell.
I never said I didn't like it. I never said that I like sucking dick. I don't like sucking dick.
You don't like sucking
dick? I will do it. So please, my man.
Wait a minute, hold on. I had to kill her in studio because she just actually said on the air that she
don't
like
sucking
dick.
This is my question.
Right.
When you suck dick, if your pussy get wet, you like sucking dick.
What?
Point blank period.
Wait a minute, you saying you don't like to suck dick?
Any woman that suck dick and that pussy get wet, they like sucking dick. I'm
so
just saying.
Hold on. So you do it, hold on. Not necessarily. So listen.
What you saying is. Trials of motherfucking tail, fella.
Hold on. What you saying is. You are only doing it just because your man want it. And that's the only reason why you... If he don't ever ask for it, you ain't going to never volunteer. Basically.
Right.
Two times!
Lay your ass down.
I don't know how... How be nice.
I'm sorry. It's just something... It's something that happened, like, in the past to trigger my mind to be like...
Did you throw up on it?
No.
You might have thrown up on one of them. You throw up on one of them. That can traumatize a bitch. That can traumatize a bitch. You know what I'm saying? That can traumatize a bitch if you throw up. Hey, nigga. Oh, man. No, hold up. I'm gonna let you speak your piece.
Woo!
Be nice.
What?
Why you don't like sucking dick?
I just don't. It's
what the fuck is wrong with sucking dick?
I don't know. I guess.
Let me ask you this right here. Do you like your pussy being ate?
Hell yeah.
What the fuck? God damn it. I'm tired of you motherfuckers. All you goddamn females, I always want your pussy ate. You never want to suck
no
dick.
Never come out my mouth and
you
be
making
like,
me get off the subject.
I would never come out my mouth and be like, oh, you finna eat my pussy. Oh, I want you to eat my pussy. I would never come out my mouth like that.
Right.
I wouldn't say it. I mean, I feel like if you feel a certain way about me, you're going to do it.
Right.
Like,
I'm a retired pussy eater, but I'm going to start back eating pussy tomorrow after 12:30.
How about that?
I don't ask for it, and I don't want somebody to ask me for it. I want to be...
Can I get my dick sucked?
It's so vulgar.
Hey, but
vulgar.
Hey, but
hold on. Don't at me like, oh, can I get my dick sucked. Don't come at me like that. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, hold on, Reg. The average nigga, you know what I'm saying, ain't really even gonna come at you like that.
Shit!
You
got
some disrespectful ass niggas will try you and just be like, oh,
if they get the pussy, they nigga.
And then what I hate is, and this is another thing I hate, if a nigga eats your pussy, he just automatically expects for you to give him some.
You motherfucking right!
Fuck that!
Fuck you! I'm a careless nigga!
Damn it, man! Hell no! Because if you eat it, you eat it because you want it to. That don't mean I gotta suck your fucking dick because you ate my pussy. No, on to the next. Oh, I got a phone call. It's time for me to go. Thank you. Appreciate it. Holla.
See, that's why you gotta get a clear understanding.
Bite down!
You gotta get a clear understanding with a motherfucker before this shit go down. You feel me?
Yeah, ladies, I'm gonna put it out there. This P Reg, motherfucking Mr. Slurpy Burke himself. I don't fuck with no women that don't suck dick. Please believe that. That is a must in my motherfucking, in my life.
We mashing women who don't suck dick on mash motherfucking Mondays, even though
yeah.
Kill them hoes. 407.
That's just on my life.
Hold on. We're going to the 407. We got a lot of calls on the air. 407, I see you hitting number one. Holler at me.
I don't fuck with no women that don't suck dick.
Yo, what's going on?
Not much. Listen to y'all crazy ass on this radio.
Hey, hold on. Turn your radio down, baby. I'm getting a loop back.
Turn my computer down. Hold on.
Yeah, turn your computer down for me.
No, they need to keep playing that. You hear me back there.
I still hear you in the background.
Oh, Lord, Cyril, what the fuck you done got started on this internet?
Listen, look here, baby. Okay, first, we can get into that. We can get into that. It's the second hour. We can change subjects. But look, first of all,
get it off the chest.
First of all, I want you to address our main topic. Our main topic is pot, pussy, and profit. Do you think it should be illegal to goddamn, do you think weed should be illegal, and do you think it should be illegal to sell pussy? That's the first question.
PPP.
No.
Both of them, right? Both, you should be able to sell your pussy, right?
Yeah, I said it's your pussy.
That's right. Off the motherfucking top. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, no, shit. She said, if it's your pussy, sell it.
That's right. So, and you think weed should be legal too, right? Since cigarettes and alcohol.
Of course. We should ban cigarettes. Cigarettes should be illegal.
You're right. So you smoke weed?
You go to jail for smoking cigarettes. You damn right. Every day.
What time for the smoker?
Every day.
What time for the smoker checking in? So I'm about to get fucked up in a minute.
Yes, what time for it one time.
I be trying to hold off when I'm doing the show, but when I'm high and doing the show, I be messing around.
It don't matter. That nigga smell like Kush cologne, man. You know, that's the shit, man. Nigga smell like Kush cologne.
Yeah, Kush is my cologne. Kush is my cologne.
Hey, Kush cologne, Potter. All
right.
Hey, you feel me?
All right, so
I feel you.
But we got a whole other. Be nice that came over here and started up a whole bunch of other shit. All right.
I'm listening to it. I feel on something.
What you feel? What the hell? What you feel on? What you feel? What you agree?
Those with? Those of y'all. And what was your internal?
No other shit.
And what was your internal?
Hold on. Go ahead. Go ahead, Carla. You got it. Go ahead.
Okay, I feel it when she say, I don't like them niggas that be automatically expect a female to suck their dick after a nigga eat the coochie. A nigga should never, ever ask for a female to suck their dick. If a female gonna suck their dick, they gonna do it. Obviously, if a female ain't sucking a dick, we don't want to do it.
Right. Okay.
And it goes both ways with the nigga, though. It goes both ways. You know, it goes both ways, though.
That's right.
You right about that right there. You right.
But I can't fuck with no nigga who don't eat coochie.
And I can't, you're right. And we don't fuck with hoes that don't suck
dick. That's one of the rules. That's just one of the rules. You know what I'm saying? That's the rule.
We mad. Listen.
It's
automatic.
Hold on. Let me tell you right now. We ain't goddamn mad at the women who don't like to suck dick.
We ain't.
Even though we will goddamn just automatically ASAP murk you on the show just because you got them take that stance. But on some real shit, we ain't mad at you. We can be cool with you. You could be the homie.
Ain't mad at him neither, you know. Ain't mad at him. No.
But I can't fuck with you.
Okay.
Me personally, Blue Blizzard, oh, ain't nothing.
Motherfucking P-Red, ain't nothing. I can't take it to
the phone. I feel you, Blizzard. You know, we already done touched bases on this on the book.
Right,
so
right.
I feel you.
Ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
Nothing.
Right. You could be cool, you could be funny, you could be smart, you could have money. Bitch, you don't suck dick.
Yeah!
Keep it moving,
though. That's not to forget.
Keep it moving. That's all I'm saying. You feel me? Now, I goddamn it, dish it like I take it. You feel me? I ain't got no problem with doing my one-two. You feel me? But one thing about it, you know, I'm selective about that. And on top of that, God damn it, that shit gonna have to absolutely be reciprocated. All right? You did? By the motherfucking line. You feel what I'm saying? But my thing is, what I do, like be nice, see, like be nice. I ain't got no problem with women like be nice. Like be nice. You feel me? Because we ain't gonna have no issue because I'm gonna get that clear understanding before we even go there. You feel what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna come
exactly.
out of
here.
Will you suck my
dick? Before you even hit the bedroom, those topics already be discussed. Those should be discussed. There shouldn't be no extra discussing once you hit the bedroom. That shit
right.
should be dead at the dinner table.
Right. You should already know. You know what I'm saying? After that goddamn second day of texting that bitch.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't no plan. Straight business to go to the bedroom.
Right. Tell us, if you ain't got it in your hips, nigga, get it in your lips, man. Grow the fuck out around this bitch.
Tell you.
I'm
going to
take the girl out so you can get the pussy.
Say what now?
The discussion takes place.
But yeah, we're going to talk about that. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about all that. We're going to get out of the clip so it ain't no surprises. Now, one thing I can't stand, it ain't happened to me in some years, but one thing I can't stand is a bitch to really act like she all in for that right there. And then when she get in the bedroom, she start acting all flaw like, bitch. Before you get it out, bitch.
Well, anyway, you got to work your way up to getting the head anyway. Every nigga just can't get the head. You can't just get every nigga the head. Just like any nigga can get every female head. So only certain niggas can get the head.
Here we
you know
go. Episode
only certain ones can get the head. Don't look, you know, please believe me, I'm all for it. Just like you said, when my pussy get wet, I'm with the right nigga. Of course, someone want to suck your dick. But only certain niggas can get it.
Episode 10. We back at episode 10 again. We cannot get away from episode 10 for shit.
Get on the top of it.
All right, I feel, hey, look, you know what? You know what?
Always on top.
Hey, you know what? Hey, look, we already had that. We had a whole show about that basically one day. And Be Nice was one of the people that called in and was like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was, you know, she called in and was like, you know what I'm saying? No, I ain't sucking everybody's dick and it's only certain guys. And then everybody over here at K100, you know what I'm saying? Was like, well, now we consider that halfway fucking. Either you go
halfway
fuck and get it in and do that damn thing, or you go halfway fuck. I don't know.
Well, it's up to the nigga either way, because you make that clear if you're going to get the head or not. Because if your head good, you know, of course the female going to want to suck your dick. But if you got some back head, what you expect?
But I'm saying, be nice. You show
like,
be nice.
What you want. Because my equivalent is if you got some back head, you're going to get a couple of licks. Like, what you expect to get? Like a motherfucking super head blow job for some fucking bounty that you gave me? you gotta come correct when you come to the pussy. You gotta come correct when you come to the pussy. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
you come correct when you step to the pussy.
Hey, look it up. Around here, we ain't getting up to your motherfucking goddamn whole body shaking, nigga. So come on with it. But look, hey, you got a valid point. I'm gonna go to the next caller because I see some people that might want to talk about the topic at hand. You feel me? But I appreciate you calling in. I appreciate it. Don't go nowhere. Stay on the line. All right. You feel me? We got up into a side discussion. The show is still, you know what I'm saying, pot, pussy, and profit. We got into a side discussion because we got Be Nice in the studio tonight. She came through. You feel me? To show some love and support. Anybody else listening, man, y'all always welcome to come through to the show. We done said this 100 times. Let us know.
Y'all need to quit acting like y'all too motherfucking good to come fuck with K100.
Hey.
You want to listen, but you don't want to participate.
Hey, come on, man. Be in studio guest. You get the flow. Like, be nice. Now, be nice. She did kind of go against what you just said, because she just said, if the nigga give you some fire in his head, goddamn it, you know, okay.
No, and that's what I was saying. I don't give a fuck if the head is good. If I don't want to suck your dick, I ain't going to suck your dick. It's just that simple.
I'm going to kill Be Nice all night.
Look, man, look.
I'm gonna kill her all night.
I'm just,
I understand where she's coming from, but that's just not.
Oh, so if a nigga gave you some good head, you were like, I wanna suck your dick, but I ain't gonna suck your dick.
It ain't no I wanna suck your dick. If it's some good head, it's some good head. Like, appreciate it.
Evidently,
like
it ain't good enough.
Like a female give you some good head, but you may not necessarily want to fuck it. Could be.
What the fuck are you talking about? What are you doing?
We
ain't talking about that. We talking about literally.
Literally,
where do they make? Where do they make?
Girl.
Listen, where do they make?
Girl.
Where do they make the
Boy
niggas? Where do they make the niggas that goddamn got it all to give us some motherfucking fire ass head? And then you be like, yeah, I don't really want the pussy though. Ask your nigga.
A nigga don't want the pussy.
Kill that nigga.
Of course he don't want the pussy.
That's right.
But he ain't gonna get it.
What?
He don't
you really said some real crazy shit right then.
She tricking.
Yeah. Listen, you just said, although I know you ain't said what I think you just said. But
she
anyway,
said that shit, bro.
I think she said that. But I'm talking back to the first part. What I was trying to say is that Nick ain't no man. You talking about ain't no man gonna sit there and get some head and just be like, yeah, okay, now, you know, unless he busts a nut, you feel me? He might be like, shit, I'm good. You feel me? But if he ain't bust no nut, he gonna get the pussy after that. Everything.
Well, I can understand that. Yeah. I'm
but
saying,
did you just?
But
I need to
listen.
No,
she gotta make that volcano erupt. I don't want nothing.
Make the volcano erupt, baby.
Oh.
We love that. Yeah.
What?
Man.
Sexual.
What did you just say before that? So we can get to the rest of the callers. Come and callers. Hold up. We gotta straighten this shit out. Would be nice. So she in guest, in studio guest. Hold on, we got to get
some. We got head on him, man.
We been killing her all night. But did you? What did you say after that? You said, even if the head is fine and all that. What did you say?
I was saying that the female doesn't have to give him the pussy. If he's eating my pussy,
uh-huh.
Then if I don't want to fuck him or I don't want to give him any head, I don't have to.
Yeah. That's what I thought you said. Motherfucker.
But this my thing right here.
Fuck.
This my thing. Look, nigga, if you don't hate that pussy, she don't give you the pussy, use a fucking square.
Well, shit.
Actually, I did that before, though. I did that one time.
Man, you need to kill your motherfucker.
I did that one. Hold on. Let me tell you why. It was a specific reason. And I did get the pussy after the fact. I didn't get it right that day. Right then, I still mashed it a million times over after that. You know what I'm saying? But
I
want
to know. Before.
I
want
to
know. I want to know why. Why?
Stimulating circumstance.
Why you do it?
Yeah.
You ain't have enough time?
Not enough time. Not really. You know what I'm saying?
So you eating the pussy with your dick hard?
Yeah, but I did match it though.
Yeah.
I didn't match it that night.
So you
that only happened like twice.
So you had to wash your face and brush your teeth and not get no pussy.
Yeah, I have to kill myself. I should kill myself on that. But I ain't never did it and never ever get the pussy ever. No, nigga, I just didn't get it that night.
Oh yeah.
Like came over like two nights later, then I mashed her like all night long.
Hey, to the lady who got that done, you's a special bitch.
She real special because she like, it's like two out of, I can't tell, I ain't gonna tell my number on the air, but two out of a lot.
Hey,
two out of a lot, you know.
Oh, T.
Yeah, two out of a lot.
That's two out of four, motherfucker.
I did twice in my whole life.
That's two out of four.
But both times, I still ended up mashing the pussy.
That's two out of four.
And because I keep it 100, I tell the 100% truth. I can say that. You feel me? Because I know that shit is ultra, 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 ultra rare. 99.9% of the time,
she was fine.
Super fine. That was the killer. Super duper fine.
So you baited her in.
That was.
You baited her in.
I baited her.
Okay.
Super fine. Both of them was one of my top 10 of motherfucking bad bitches.
All time.
And that's out of the, to make that top 10 list, nigga, you already know.
I put one more.
You done seen some of them. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Number one stoner.
So I did it. I played myself. I killed myself for that.
Okay.
But
I
still got
the
pussy.
It's okay.
I got it like 2 days after the fact.
We don't need to chill eat our ass little up in this motherfucker.
It's all
right. I keep it 100.
Right.
I keep it 100. But
be nice. Have you sucked?
It ain't like I just go around doing that shit.
Hold on. Have you sucked the dick and not got the dick?
Right.
Ah!
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Ah!
Right. 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 Nothing to say. Nothing to say.
I thought it could be a reason why.
Now, you know what though? But that was. And first of all, that was it. It was. It wasn't like just a random chick with somebody that I had been knowing. You feel what I'm saying? We was. You know what I'm saying? For a little, it was. It wasn't just like somebody I just met and I'm just starting to holler at either. You feel me?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't even like that. You feel me? It was a very, very, very rare circumstance. You feel me? And that's not something I probably I really don't ever think I will ever do again. You feel me? But I can admit that I did it. You feel me? Because I'm a grown-ass motherfucker, man. I still master ass, and I mashed it for years.
That's part of recovery at
K-100,
fella.
You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
To tell the truth and get it off your chest.
But, you know what I'm saying? The shit you talking about, you acting like a nigga just, you know, that's just really all right. No, really, technically, that really ain't all right. I will admit that I did it, but really, it ain't all right. And I really felt a way about it when I did that shit. You feel me?
Why?
Yeah, nigga, fuck that.
If you've been talking to her, you know I fucked
me. Yeah, but
fuck
even
still.
Fuck
even still. I ain't trying to ever really do that again, though.
I mean, okay.
Fuck that shit. That shit is really kind of crazy.
So it's okay. It happens.
You was young, nigga.
But
you was
I
young
got my butt. But in all fairness, I done got my dick sucked by a lot of women who ain't even hit. You know what I'm saying? They want me to hit though. They want me to hit.
But that's my point. That's why they want you to.
You feel me?
That's
they want
a
me.
Fucking
they,
lie.
They was like, no, I just want to suck your dick. And I was like, shit.
That's what's up.
Who gonna say no to that? You know? Make the volcano erupt. Right. I ain't gonna say no to no. I'm not gonna say no to no head. Period. Point blank.
That is like kryptonite to Superman,
right.
Fellas.
We don't do that over here. Right.
Statement from any man.
Right.
They won't say no to
head. No, we ain't saying no to head. I ain't gonna say no to the pussy.
I don't know,
Barry.
Hey, I'm
you
just saying.
Say no to the
is she fine? Is she fine?
Is she fine? Well, she should have had a full package.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying, like,
if she can't suck no
HIV
dick, don't let her. Don't.
She's fine. She's super fine. She could have some, you know.
Well, we finna get to all that. That's,
okay,
that's,
okay. That's
now, here you go with that bullshit.
I'm just saying. You said it. I'm just
God damn.
Ladies, if you're sucking dick and not getting fucked, don't skate me.
Hold on. Veronica, Miss Fucking Nair is on the line.
I want to smoke you.
Veronica.
What's up, baby? Ain't none.
We chilling.
Hey, that's another word.
Yeah, I hear y'all.
Word, I want some slow face.
Look, Veronica.
What's
going on? We done got all the way off the subject. Be nice to make me get off the fucking subject. Damn it.
I hear that. Okay. Yes,
man.
They should legalize. What? Yeah.
Can we get back on
Yeah,
subject?
They should legalize pot. I don't smoke pot, but they should make it legal.
Right, because.
You know, I'm like the squares friend you got. I don't smoke weed, but yeah, they need to legalize.
There's a couple people called up for the night that don't smoke weed, and they was like, shit, you know. I think Keisha was the only one who said she don't smoke weed, and she was still like, she don't want to legalize it, but she was doing it for some healthcare, from a healthcare standpoint. But it was a lot of people.
I mean, think about it. Me and my friend was having this conversation. We were talking about, like, craziness and schizophrenia and all that stuff.
Right.
All I have to do is legalize weed, and people won't have to take Prozac and Zoloft and all the other stuff. You see what I'm saying? That's just the way I feel about it. You know, I mean, the government getting money, you know, FDA getting money with all these other drugs they don't legalize, but they don't want to legalize pot. Because they
know
money because folks can grow it. You see what I'm saying? So that's why they don't want to do that.
And those drugs going to do 10 times the harm to your body. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
They're gonna
yep.
You can be on some of them goddamn pills that give your ass to kill a motherfucker because you're too drowsy.
Yeah.
That shit make you sleep.
Yep.
You feel what I'm
yep.
saying? I mean, what the fuck? You can. It's all right for these. The only reason, like I said at the beginning of this motherfucking show, in case you missed it, the only motherfucking reason the shit is illegal is because these motherfucking white folks can't figure out a way to goddamn tax that shit and still look good like and look like a good guy at the same time.
That's true.
And
grow it somewhere else.
Well, you can grow. No, you can grow the weed here.
I don't even think it'll be as good if you grow it here.
No. Hold on. Let me give B nice a little weed 101, people.
I'm sorry.
Hold on. let me give B nice a little weed 101.
Okay.
You can grow that shit. You know what I'm saying? Here, you can't grow it in the wild, but you can cultivate it in a grow room. You feel me? These white boys getting it in around here right now.
Yeah.
You got to have a grow room, and right now. They make it illegal for you to even buy a certain kind of light. If you buy a certain kind of ultraviolet light, nigga, you going on the motherfucking feds, bulletin board. If your goddamn light bill, is a certain amount and you live in a certain residence,
yeah,
they gonna come over there and see the police just to make sure you ain't got a grow house going on because them lights suck up so many air. They got all kind of ways to catch you growing weed, but you can't cultivate some good kush and all that shit in a grow house. You can grow that shit. It ain't cocaine. This ain't bad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can grow that shit here and be fine. And, you know, grow some good weed here. So that's the first thing. Like I said, V, they can't. And like one of my other callers said, I think it was Trinder. She was like, all the jobs that'll be lost. Now, I agree with that. If they legalize weed, also a lot of jobs. All these correction officers, probation officers, lawyers, police. If it's legal.
Barely.
Yes. Oh, you know how many niggas doing time? For weed and on probation for weed right now?
Well, it's not necessarily just
I ain't saying take everything out. If you take out weed, you're going to goddamn have a lot of people going
to
lose their jobs.
They're going to step up to the next thing that's illegal. You got cocaine, heroin.
They're still doing that right now. They're doing that right now, but
they
still.
They ain't going to lose no jobs.
Yes, they is.
They just gonna
you
got to
realize how many people locked up for weed, y'all. It's a lot of niggas doing time for weed.
I'm telling you, they locked up for more than just weed, though.
Shit.
They got more than just weed. They got gun charges.
Yeah, but still, if you just take
all
away the weed charges only.
So you telling me if you get caught with 50 pounds, you got to have other shit. You know what I'm saying? No, you going to jail.
Yeah, you get caught with 50 pounds, you going down.
You going down.
I think it's still enough crime to go around, though. I think it's still enough crime going on that, you know, they going to have some jobs. I don't think they're going to affect it like
that.
If you take that shit out of the equation, that shit going to hurt. I'm telling you.
What the white person would do is create a job for them so they can't lose their job. They're going to create something else for them to do.
I can't tell.
The task force, FTA, whatever they got, DEA, whatever they got to track.
You believe
the
that should be
wrong. Or whatever, and they just don't use it for something else.
I disagree. Okay, Veronica.
So, and the legalizing of the, I have to be a little clean because my baby here.
Right.
I don't know what you're going to do, like put a trademark on it, or do you get it like a business license or something? You know, they legalize prostitution.
Yeah.
So I can, like, get a business. That's funny right there.
Yeah. No, you're laughing. I'm dead for real. I'm fucking
That's
dead for
funny.
Real. Get a business license.
Wow.
Name it.
Wow.
All you got to do is name it Be Nice Erotic Services. You know what I'm saying? Be Nice is Erotic Services. Get a business license for it and sell your pussy. And goddamn it, file taxes on that motherfucker. Put some work in.
Wow. I don't know about that.
Why?
I mean, I'm not saying why. I mean, okay, yeah, that's your body. You do what you want to do. That's just a little more. I mean, the pot side, that really ain't affecting nobody as far as, I don't know, man. I'm kind of like, I guess if you want to do that, you know, that's cool. That's cool, I guess. I don't know. I'm kind of up in the air on that one.
I mean, listen, we ain't talking about do you feel like it's a bad, how you look at women who do it. I'm just saying, should you be able to, should you go to jail for that?
No, I mean, look at other countries, you know, they do it in other places. So, I mean, I think Germany is legal. And I mean, I guess if you make it legal, I don't know. I ain't going to think of her any differently. I don't know with that one, though.
It is legal in Colorado.
Man, I'm telling y'all, man, I don't understand the people who don't understand. Listen, man,
I mean, I just don't know. It's not that I'm against it or anything. I'm not really sure about that one, though. I'm just being real. I'm not.
Okay. All right, Veronica. You know what, though?
Okay, I got one more comment, though, before you hang up on me.
Oh, go ahead. You know you got the flow. Go ahead.
Anybody that, I mean, if I'm a mash with a dude, he gonna get it. I mean, you know, I'm trying to be clean here. But if we gonna mash, you gonna get it.
You ain't finna have, hold on. You ain't finna be doing all this halfway fucking be nice be doing. That what you saying?
No. Right. If I'm even gonna be bothered, period, he gonna get the head. But
to me, if a
sister get her stuff ate out and she don't wanna give head, to me that's just selfish. That's just me. I even look at kissing. That's something serious. If I'm going to put my mouth on you and all that stuff, then, I mean, you might as well go all the way. If you're just going to get your stuff ate, that's selfish. That's just me.
One time for Veronica McFuckingnair. We know that shit is motherfucking bullshit. Be nice and talking. We know that shit is selfish. So you around here just always getting your pussy ate. That's what you saying
no,
all
that's
the time.
Not what I'm saying.
Now, I have been selfish on the other way though. I mean, I've given a brother head and wouldn't let him eat my stuff. But
what? Where you at? Where you at? What is your address? Are you being all alone? Woo! Damn, really?
I've done that before, but yeah.
What's up with that? Who does that? I don't know. I'm saying that's really odd because we're going to have a lot of females call up here and mash you, Veronica. They're going to be like, they don't know what the fuck Veronica talking about. That bitch on some other shit. Fuck that, oh, she crazy. You already know. Look, 4-7 hit her. 4-7 hit the 8, hit the number 8 out. Soon as you said that, she like, hell no, she tripping. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I've done it a couple times. It ain't like, you know, that's an all the time thing, but I've done it.
I, I admit it's just some real live fuck shit. I had to kill my own stuff on the Air Force. But that shit was like, you know, a while. So only twice in like, on some of those people.
Like,
you know what I mean?
If she give head and don't fuck with you on your period.
That's bullshit.
If you bleeding.
Then what? That's bullshit. Yeah, she can give head and don't get fucked. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cool.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
Right.
So you suck dick now?
She don't know if she want to suck dick or not. She don't know.
All right, call him. You got to catch. You got to catch. Be nice. When she on her monthly.
That's it. Only on the monthly.
Y'all, that's a new.
All right. I'm not fucking with nobody unless you on your monthly, baby. You on your monthly? Oh, I catch you when you on your monthly.
All right, Veronica. Thanks, babe. Hold on. All right, yo, hold on. Let me see what. This back to the 407. Holler at us. You got something to say?
Now, what's up with this? Now, I don't agree with the selling the coochie on the corner thing, but.
Why not?
What's up with the tax, putting the tax on the coochie if you're going to sell the coochie? How you going to put tax on the coochie?
Hold on. Listen to what I'm saying, Charlotte. First of all, the only way these white folks gonna let you get away with that is if they can get some out of it. Period, point blank. That's the white man's world. That's what they do. Taxes
well,
is how they got them survive. So if they gonna let you sell your pussy, just like strippers, you know, do you understand that strippers have, it's, I know they don't, but strippers have to report their income and file goddamn, what is it,
W-9?
1099. 1099. You feel me?
Right.
That shit, cause they ain't got they do. Okay, so if you sell your pussy, these white folks gonna have to have some of it, even though you can lie and say you made $5,000 when you made 50. But they gonna need a little something. They gonna need to know where they gonna need to know how you getting this income, cause you got some good pussy and you making goddamn, you know, $30,000 a year. Oh, Uncle Sam gonna have to have a little chunk of that change, baby. You understand what I'm saying? He don't play like that. You don't make $30,000. You don't make $30,000 unaccounted for dollars in this country without goddamn that white man getting his hand on it. Oh, he got a problem, nigga. He coming with the other three letters, IRS. He going to be there. He don't fuck around like that. Uncle Sam don't play. So if you want to sell your money, I say make this shit legal. Hell, you can still
right, but it go the same way. If they going to legalize weed, you know that shit going to be extra expensive if it get legalized. They really going to put a tax on that.
So to all my hustlers, we ain't trying to put you out of business. Yo, let's make it legal. You feel what I'm saying? But we already know the hustlers really still going to do their 1-2 under the table anyway. You feel what I'm saying? So hustlers, we ain't trying to put y'all out of business, hustlers. We just trying to cut down on some of this time these niggas getting around here for that bullshit.
So when the motherfuckers, mom and pop stores sell out and you got them 50 pounds around their eyes,
right,
they going to motherfucker buy a nigga.
Right. Or you can sell yours for a little lower, nigga. You know the game.
Yeah.
You know the game, nigga. They selling, they got, you know what I'm saying?
And be nice. I got a question for be nice too.
Go ahead.
What? So you telling me that your man can only get his dick sucked when your period on?
No.
That's not what I'm saying. I was just saying like, as far as if I'm on my period, I'ma suck his dick because of course, hell, we can't have sex, so I'ma give him some head. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know,
any other time, I mean, shit, if we finna have sex, I'm gonna give him some head.
Well, see, now, earlier, you acting like you don't even really like sucking dick.
Okay, you acting like you about to choke on it or something, like it's got, you know, like you got some type of, you know, got some type of hold on you or something, like.
Let me get this clear. Okay, caller, here's what she's saying. Be nice is saying she don't really like to give head, but she will if she got her man, cause she understand that's her duties. And you know what I'm saying? If the nigga don't get the head from her, he gonna get it from somewhere else. Now this motherfucking question I got. This the killer. I wonder if your head is really good, then, cause nobody's really good at nothing they don't like to do.
Cause practice made perfect. Perfect. So, you know, you may as well, you know, you probably don't even want to play with nobody like that because you might make a nigga mad. You know?
you might make a nigga mad.
That's just like an unexperienced person down on me. I don't even play with me like that. You know, I don't even want to play around there if you don't know what you're doing. Only experts need it.
All right, hold on. Go ahead, be nice. Go ahead.
I can take constructive criticism, though. Like, you know, if it's not that good.
Right. Hold on, hold on. Hey, she said she can take constructive criticism. She said she could take constructive criticism. That's what she said.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. You should be able to on this radio station.
Well, how about this? How about we got them whole class right now? How about we whole class right now? Yeah, live on the air. And we'll see if it'd be nice. As, you know, maybe we could give you your honest opinion. We can't critique what we don't know.
Get the fuck out of here.
P-Ray said he'll be willing to be the taster. He can be
the
taster.
Lord.
Don't do that.
Grab his dick. I can observe.
Oh, Lord.
And hold the ball. I can observe. And we can see what's going to go down.
Sorry.
Damn it, man. I cannot get to Howard Stern level. Fuck.
Nice okay. Try. Hell no. Nah. There's only one Howard Stern.
Howard
Stern level. I get you Howard Stern.
Call
it. Be nice entertainment.
Oh, be nice that she got it. Bring him over here.
All right.
Bring them over here, goddamn. We gonna goddamn. Hey, we gonna have a class over. We gonna have a critique class. So you got some. You got some ladies over here. We don't know. They need to know. They want to take some constructive criticism about their head.
Potential.
We gonna bring the fellas over here. Chainless. We over here. We good.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I see one of my other officers on the line.
Hey, women,
hold on.
Anyway, if the nigga instructing you in the bedroom how to get him head, obviously you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
So
exactly.
If you gotta get any type of instruction, you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
So
damn it.
Practice. Get better at it.
Exactly.
I can't argue with that. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
All
right.
But to all y'all bitches that got them shark teeth, don't try that shit.
Oh, Lord.
Don't motherfucking practice. Don't practice. Go to the motherfucking dentist and get your shit fixed. Please.
All right.
Please.
All right, Carla. We off the air. I got to go to my officer. General.
Yo, what's good, man?
What's happening, my nigga? What's going down?
Oh, man, I've been goddamn ripping and running today, man. So much popping off for you, boy.
Man, I feel you, dog. Yeah, we've been over here wild tonight. Another great show. Another great show tonight.
I hear y'all talking, man. I hear something about sucking dick or something. And just a dispute real quick. Practice don't make perfect. You can do it all day long wrong. It's perfect practice makes perfect. Okay? Watch and click. God damn it. That's how you learn. I can tell y'all they watch.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what? This girl over here, man. Hey, General, when you on the air, when Be Nice was on the air talking that crazy shit, we got Be Nice in the studio with us tonight.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
We got her, though. We got her over in the studio. And she's still on that goddamn, she don't like to suck dick shit.
That
she's
political
still on that.
Shit. Hey.
She's still on that
what?
Shit.
She need to realize that, you know what I'm saying, if you don't do it or don't like do it, don't do it right, your nigga gonna get somebody to do it. Goddamn, most niggas, you know what I'm saying, we fighting off head on the date.
I'm not saying that.
Hold on. Listen.
All I'm saying,
go ahead.
Constructive criticism, everything like that, okay, I think by now I kind of got it down pat. You
right.
know what I'm saying? I'm just saying that I don't, this is just my opinion, I don't like to do it, but I do it. I'm not saying I'm bad. I think I'm pretty good. I think I'm okay. I think I'm satisfactory. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. If you don't like doing it, if it ain't in your blood, if you don't need it to get that pussy wet, then you probably ain't that damn good. Just keep it real with you.
Okay.
Hey, see what I'm saying? He just said the same thing I'm saying.
Get wet,
hey,
right?
Any woman that give goddamn head, that pussy, I'm telling, she enjoy doing it.
This pussy gets wet.
You know what I'm saying? That shit be throbbing
out. I'm saying it's my nigga. I like pleasing my man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Man,
I don't
can,
like.
Hey,
I just don't feel comfortable doing
this motherfucker
everybody.
Is confused.
That's my thing. I'm not.
Wait, just listen. So you got it. Look, you got because you keep changing what you
say. I'm not saying what I'm saying. I'm saying I don't like doing it, but I'm saying I would do it to please my man.
Hey, you know, but you still don't like to do it. We got to time out.
Bullshit.
Listen, man. Listen, cuz. Hey, General.
Yes, sir.
General, I feel what you're saying. You like me. If she really don't like to do it, you feel me? How can you really be fired that shit? If you don't like to fuck, I feel like women, if a woman don't really like to fuck, if she don't like to suck dick, if she don't like, it can be anything. I mean, I feel like I love music. That's why I'm good at shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I love that shit. That's why I do it. I love sex. I love pussy. That's why I'm good at goddamn putting my thing down when I do it. So, I feel like you feel, as far as what Be Nice is saying, if you really don't love that shit, how can you really, really say you good at it? Like you said,
and you
might be satisfied.
You know what? That
might be okay.
That's a good example that you use as far as music. I ain't never heard a now rapper say, I don't really like making music, but I do.
Right.
It's in their heart. That's what they love.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? So,
I mean, you know what I'm
saying? She still got time. She young. She can get a game up.
What I love. I
right.
love my man. So I'm
going to
do what it takes to please my man.
I know. We understand. Listen.
Right.
We understand. We understand. We understand.
I got to go at it. That's what I'm going to do.
That's right.
I'm going to get the shit right.
Right.
But
we understand that. We understand that. You're doing it for your man. And we understand. We're not saying that you're just a woman up here who ain't sucking dick. We understand that you do suck dick. We just saying that you don't
like the way.
I'm not broadcasting.
She don't like the way it sounds. She don't like the way it sounds. That's just what it is.
Right, right.
She don't like the way it sounds. You know what I'm saying? You know, some women get that complex. Like,
yeah.
So when you got them going in the bedroom, man,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, shit.
And beatbox shouting that motherfucker.
That's what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe it's a complex.
Well, maybe you just need to get over that, baby, because we'll get over that. If you, listen, I promise you. Real talk. I want to lie on the air. If you get over that, your head game going to triple. If you just get over just thinking about, just quit thinking of it as gross.
I know.
If you can just get that out your head, because you already do it, so fuck, what the fuck, Shawty? You already do it. Just get that shit out. That's a mental block.
Yeah, I know.
That's like a mental block. That's like you holding yourself back.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
If you just get over that, nigga, you probably be, you really think that nigga love that shit. That nigga really going to goddamn be all in. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
As you get past that mental, if she get past that mental part, man, I promise that nigga put a ring on it with the quick.
I probably will. Probably will. If I tell you what, is your man trying to, is y'all engaged? Is y'all trying to do the thing? Is it?
No.
I don't see no ring on it. Hey,
no,
she in the studio. I don't see no ring on this motherfucker.
Maybe that's
the
hold up.
Hey, first off.
What? Ladies? If you suck dick, please catch it. Please.
What?
Please catch it.
I can't hear you, man. If you suck dick, ladies, please catch it. Catch it?
Yeah, catch it.
Oh, catch it in the mouth.
Yeah.
In the face. Like the white ball hangover. In the face.
Hey, if you got to get your catch game on, now.
That's for all the girls that swallow. I love you, ladies.
Oh, Lord.
General.
Yes, sir.
I need for you to chime in on the topic at hand. Should it be legal to sell pussy?
Legal to sell pussy?
Yeah, should it be legal? Why should it be legal to... The name of the top, the main topic of the show was pot, pussy, and profit. Should we be illegal? And should selling pussy be illegal? I say both of them should be legal. How the fuck are you going to tell them what the fuck do with her pussy? In the first place, that's just retarded. Why the fuck is, and as far as weed, we got alcohol and cigarettes and all kind of other shit, pharmaceuticals that kill your ass quicker than a motherfucking blunt will, and that shit legal. Why the fuck weed is goddamn illegal? So what you think about both of those before we can clear the rest of these callers we got calling in?
Well, I feel you on that. Yeah, I feel that weed should be legal. Bitches selling they pussy, I don't know about that. I think that may take the fun out of it. Because I think niggas like that adrenaline rush. You know what I'm saying? Niggas like that rush. You know, bitches giving it up. I don't know.
Hey.
I'm on the fence on that one.
Listen, man. Honestly, first of all, we already established. You missed a good show today because we already established earlier that P. Reg has paid for pussy, and I have myself. One way or another, nigga, when you take a bitch out on a date, you goddamn shoot that bitch something for the hair. When you come over there, and she say goddamn she wants something to drink or some weed, and you come over there and you go goddamn get that $35 bottle of Ciroc, and they goddamn half an onion of green. God damn it, you damn near at 100 right there. So you still paid $100 to get that pussy, because that's what she wanted to get her in the mood. So anyway, you really kind of still pay for pussy regardless. But I'm talking about straight out tricking. I don't feel like straight out tricking. I'm talking about on the corner. On Metropolitan, nigga, she'll be goddamn illegal. That's her pussy. If she want a motherfucker sell it, that's her shit. How you going to, strippers goddamn strip, they sell pussy basically. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you sell all kind of fattening foods that got them give a mother clog a bitch arteries and give them a heart attack. What the fuck is the harm with a bitch selling her pussy? It's hers. Now, the same motherfuckers that want to tell her not to sell their pussy, you want to tell these motherfuckers, oh, you can get an abortion, or, oh, you know what I'm saying, you don't want the bitches to be on welfare, but they're broke and they ain't got no goddamn job, but they got that slip between their motherfucking legs and they can get some money ASAP. You want to stop them doing that, but you want to kick them off public assistance. You want to lock them up for it. Fuck that. I say a bitch can sell their pussy all day if they want to. It's hers. Period.
Okay.
I feel
you on that point. But as far as, I mean, like you say, you're going to pay for it one way or the other. But I think most niggas like I said, just the thrill of just straight up paying for it. You know what I'm saying? That's a little different than getting a bottle, getting some getting a bag or what have you. That shit is for her, but it's for you too.
You're right. I ain't saying it's the same, but at the end of the day, you still kicking out some money to get to the ultimate goal, which is the pussy. Okay?
The pussy. You're right. I can't even argue that. Yeah, you're
and
right.
You are cannot bread. And we also established that all these motherfucking ladies out here that's accepting all that shit for their pussy, them hoes selling pussy. Okay? Ladies, we had a lady come over here and call y'all motherfucking asses out. All y'all females that let a nigga goddamn give y'all money for your hairdos, that goddamn let that pay your light bill and your car note, and you fucking them because he doing that, bitch, you goddamn tricking. Okay? Kill your fucking self if you think otherwise. Bitches K100. I said it here first. Period. What?
And I think it's a lot worse. I think I heard somebody just say it, the fact that women, they don't like that term. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's that whole mental thing. You know what I'm saying? But fuck it, bitch, use a hoe.
You
doing that for your card note, bitch. Use a hoe. Fuck the word games and the terms. I don't do this and that. You bitch, you're selling your pussy.
Right. I don't understand how the fuck they don't understand. They don't see that. And then, you know, hey, we're gonna get on Keisha because Keisha said, God damn it, ain't nobody getting her pussy for free. So we said, okay, Keisha, you selling pussy.
Come on, what you mean? I bet can't nail nigga get that pussy from her. They don't take her out, wine and dine her pussy ass. Goddamn,
right.
Maybe a goddamn trick off a look. Nah, nigga paying for the pussy. She ain't finna give a nigga no pussy
right.
If he ain't goddamn doing it. If a nigga come over just to play some cards every night, he ain't gonna get no pussy after about a week or two.
Right, right.
But a nigga breaking bread with, I bet he'll get some ass.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So it's
so
that turn.
It's a term. It's, you know, if we all caught up with terms over here, be nice has already displayed. It's all about terms. Just like when Candy was calling into the show and she was talking about she don't want to be called a hoe, but she feel like she can fuck as many niggas as she wants to. Bitch, we ain't gonna call
you. Who said you don't want to be called a hoe?
You missed that show, General. You missed the classic one. You got to go back and listen to the whole thread show. I think it's episode 12. You got to go back and listen to the episode. You missed. You weren't here.
You said
but,
Candy said that.
Candy says she don't want to be called a hoe, but she says she want to be able to fuck as many niggas as she wants to, but she don't feel like she a hoe because she's single.
Okay, yeah, I need to listen to that show. Candy,
yeah, you got to go back. Yeah, you got to go back and listen to that show. You feel me? You got to go back and listen to that one. That's that. Hey, episode 12, episode 10, episode 6 and 4. If y'all are just not tuning into my show and y'all never heard those episodes, you make this shit crunk. I guarantee you, nigga, this shit is crunk, but them shows was off the motherfucking rack, nigga. Yeah, and we gave
we're gonna call Candy a friendly young lady. She ain't no hoe. She's just a friendly young lady.
Oh, shit,
that sounds better.
Fuck that. Yeah. And be nice. Don't suck a dick. Yeah. Whatever. All right, General.
Go get your practice on. Be nice. Get your practice on tonight.
I just tell you, listen, just be nice. Just embrace the dick, baby. Just embrace
the dick.
Become as one.
Become one with the dick when you're sucking
it.
Become one with it, baby.
All right.
Become one with the dick. Okay? That's all. Just become one with the dick, and you'll start to love it. The dick will love you more,
really?
And you'll love it more, baby.
Okay.
If you love getting a dick,
right?
You should love sucking the dick.
Okay.
I ain't gonna beat you out, Michigan girl. What's up?
What's up?
I ain't gonna call, but we got enough people raising their hand tonight.
What's up?
Hey, yo, if you listening, we got a couple more minutes, man. I got 5 more minutes. I want to get somebody who ain't never said nothing, you know. If you on the line listening, press the number 1 on your keypad. We got a lot of callers listening right now, man, but, you know, only a couple raising their hand. Yo, press the number 1 on your keypad. Press the number 1 if you want to holler at me, if you ever talk to me tonight, but I see you listening. All right? Colonel Shea, you had something you want to say? I see your hand raised.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm on. I got something to say.
Oh. Hold on. What? Yo, what'd you say?
I didn't know if you could hear me. I'm washing my hair at the same time.
Okay, what'd you say now? What you want to say?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, shit.
Bad connection.
All right. Hit me back. Hit me back. She's cutting out. Damn it, man. Veronica McNair raised her hand back up. Veronica, did you raise your hand again?
Yeah. I'd have forgot what I wanted to say, man.
Damn it,
it's all good. It's all good. But, oh, yeah, if you don't like to do it, you're not going to be that good at it. I understand what she's saying. I had to come to be nice defense, though. It's just like if I don't like to go, if I don't like to watch football, but I love my man, I'll sit there and watch it with him. Or if he don't want to go shopping, maybe he'll hang out with me sometime just because he's in my company. So I kind of understand what she's saying. But if you don't like to do it, you're just not really going to be – you're not going to get an A. You might get like a C-minus or a D on it, but you're not going to be like an A-plus student. Because, see, I'm an A-plus student.
Oh! I got
like 6.9.
Got
like a 4.9 GPA on that one right there.
Veronica, hold on. You know what? Hold on. I got to ask you, Veronica.
She peeking.
Hold on. Hold on. No. Veronica, now you've been talking about you've been celibate for 4 years, right?
I'm still good, baby.
Right. Hold on.
Still good, baby. I always been good.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you. Hold on. Hold the fuck up. I'm going to tell you right now.
4 years.
If I ain't performed in 4 years, I'm going to be a little rusty. I'm going to be a little rusty if I ain't been on the stage in 4 years. If I ain't been in the booth in 4 years, I'm going to be a little rusty, Veronica.
Not necessarily.
But be a little rusty, Veronica.
She said.
Not necessarily.
So Veronica.
It's just like roller skating. You might go around one time, but once you get them legs back, it's just like riding a bike. You don't never forget how to do that.
You're right about
that,
baby.
That's just me.
You're right about that.
I mean, if I hadn't performed in a while, maybe a B+. B+. I don't ever drop off like that. Not me.
Oh,
Veronica McFucking there. All right, y'all got to go to somebody else. Hold on.
Don't your jaws hurt when you do the shit for a long time?
See, that's why you don't know what you don't. See, I already know you don't know what the fuck you be doing. I already can tell you really got some like mediocre
hair. I'm just asking.
You saying your hair might be mediocre, baby, because you know y'all
a
long time.
I kept it real. I didn't say I was the
first of all.
Man.
If you're doing it right, it shouldn't be that long. That nigga talk. It's gonna bust off. Yeah. Oh fuck! Every time I get to a good topic, man, my show end, man.
Throw it out.
Hey, 407, real quick, what you had to say? I seen you raise your hand, 407. She ain't got nothing to say. Okay, I'm hanging up. Ah, the show, I got like a fucking couple seconds left. I got to get ready to head out, y'all. We had another great show. Episode 14. Be Nice, thanks for coming in the studio. Thanks for coming in the studio, Be Nice.
No problem.
One time for Be Nice coming to the studio. You feel me? One time for Be Nice coming into the studio. We're going to help our man out. We're going to get her to love the dick. We're going to get her to embrace the dick. If K100 don't do nothing else, we will get you women to embrace the dick. Legalize it, motherfucker. Legalize weed and legalize selling pussy. We out this motherfucker. K100, bitch.